One of the regulars in the Shia, Mr. Danny Laufer, has yahrzeit tonight for his father. Yes, and we should then keep learning with his memory. We left off last week on Chof Dalet on Aleph, where the Gemara was saying that there are two means. The Gemara has that there are two dinim of ergo. There's one din of ergo, that's the theme of the whole doctrine. There's one din of ergo, the Eva Haleda itself, and that's the din of ergo even, let's say, the person has to cover over the Eva Haleda, in order that the person should be permitted to daven. Or let's say, I am dressed, and there's someone else undressed in front of me. Whether it's a man or a woman, I'm not permitted to daven. But let's say it's there's a woman who wants to daven, and her ergo is covered. And the other women in front of her are also wearing bathing suits, but other parts of their body are exposed. So if you would have a man there, we wouldn't allow the man to say a bracha to daven, because the other parts of the body, even though it's not the ergo haleda itself, but it's ma'ariv taiva by the opposite sex, ma'ariv taiva by a man. But that din of ergo is only a man for a woman or a woman for a man. If it's the opposite sex, and it's Mara Taigo, then it also has a Dina there. So those are the two Dina there. So when the Gemara was discussing whether Agogo is, whether the back part of the body is also considered a Chesta Verba, and it was unclear whether you have a Deseirishit right on us, and Shulchan Aruch, that's a Machlekes of the Shemim, and a Machlekes of Achrayim, how we talk about whether Agogo is Yeshman Shemergo or not, and Mishnah Berurah quotes the speculative Dina. Now the Gemara says Tefach Disha Ergo. We started last week. Amar Rav Yitzchok is about 10 lines from the bottom. Tefach Disha Ergo. If you have a tefach of skin exposed on a woman's body, it has a din of ergo. Let's say the woman's face is exposed, you have a whole tefach. The Rashba quotes in the name of the writer that's discussed in Shulchan Aruch at length about this, that it only means tefach from Makom Shadarko Lachasa. If you live in an Arab country where the women always wear veils and the whole face is covered, and this woman has her face exposed, but then back to the din of Tefach Disha Ergo on the face. If you live in America where the face is always exposed, everybody, all the women walk around with an exposed face, but they usually have a dress over their shoulders. If you're going to have a low-cut dress, and there's a Tefach over here on her shoulders exposed. So you say Tefach Disha Ergo over there. Whatever part of the body is dark or lechafet, and then a Tefach Megula, then it has the status of Ergo.
That can change.
So it's
like a Muslim country, like Iran.
Yeah.
And they
have
the laws got loosened up and the people didn't have to keep
covered. Right. That changes. That's what it says. It only depends. Yeah. That's what the Gemara has later, that Seyav Yisha'er, Amar Al-Sheshes, Seyav, and he quotes the Tzukim Ashir Ashirim that shows that it's Ma'ir Retaiva. It's not that Tzukim Ashir, but let's say, if this woman wants to say a bracha and the other woman is wearing a bathing suit, there's a Tzukim, a lot of Tzukim, that a Megula, that a Darka Lachasa. So that's only ever for a man, not for a woman. Whatever is Maritaiva. So whatever is Maritaiva depends on the meaning I'm offering. So the Marshal, the Gemara says, I'm Rashay Shaseir Bishavish Shanem, Sarach Kato Izim. The boy is obviously excited because he sees the girl's hair is so attractive. So the Magad Avram quotes to the Chumas Maram Al Shaka, it all depends. The Rishan, the Rajwara quotes in the language like that. Maram Al Shaka, as it's also of Halacha like that, it's whatever is Darka Lachasa. Let's say, the woman wears that tichel. The Maram Al-Shaka affects Akasha. When the Nazir had to shave off all of their hair, it says Nechavish had to shave off the eyebrows also. You see that the eyebrows have the status of hair. It still affects Akasha. The wife don't be required that the woman should wear tichel covering her eyebrows. But say of the Sherva, for the Maram Al-Shaka says, the minig is that it's Darka Lagala. Since the minig is that Darka Lagala, it's not more a title. Or whatever, let's say they wear tichel, and part of the hair is sticking out over here. Part of the hair is sticking out on the side. So then the Maram HaShaka says, whatever is Darko Lagala, it's Mutter, it's not Maritaiva.
Why does that apply to the whole here?
Well, so that's the Shaila, how far do you go? Let's say you live in a community where the people walk around all day long in bathing suits. Okay, let's say the rest of the body. Let's say they walk around in shorts. Everybody, men, women, children, everybody walks around in shorts, everything is abbreviated. So the Gemara says, Shok Bishar. What do you have in nudist colonies? They say that nothing is Maharataka. There's a limit. That's what the Rishonim learn off the Pashas from Chizdin. Amar Chizdin, Shok, Bishar, Rishonema, Gam, Bishar, Kiri, Nahara, Tachsid, Tokel, Avasa, Gam, Teirua, Chepasa. You see from the Pasuk in Yishaya that the Shok is considered ever. What does it mean, a Shok? That's the sign that the Mishnah Brura quotes. This is a someone from Neidach HaRev, he wrote a whole page on it. Interesting, he's right. The fellow's right. He wrote a whole page, he says, the Mishnah Berurah has a telepathic statement. The Mishnah Berurah says that Shok, means the thigh, from above the neck, from above the knee. That means that's the way we usually assume. So Shafi Sharif, if a woman wears a dress below her knee, and the legs in between the ankle and the knee is exposed, so we assume that that's okay. But if a woman wears a dress, or wears shorts, whatever, and part of the thigh is exposed, so that's what he says, a Shafi Sharif. How does the Mishnah Berurah know that that's called Shof? Because he quotes the Prima Gavim, he says so. So the Prima Gavim really says so. So you look at the Prima Gavim, the Prima Gavim is Mestapek. Because by the Behemoth, the word Shof appears in Mishnah. The word Shof by the Behemoth means the part, yeah, cause of a Shof. You have to give the cause of a Shof to the Behemoth. So the Behemoth has three bones, the legs. Just like we have three. We have the thigh in between the body and the knee. Then you have in between the knee and the ankle. Then you have in between the ankle and the tip of the toes. Except by us, two of the bones are like this, and the third bone is sideways. By the hema, all three bones are straight. But by the hema, all three bones are straight, so the shof is called the middle bone. The middle bone is called the shof.
That's below the knee.
That's
the bone in the
ankle.
No, it's above the knee. It's above the knee. By the hema, it's above
the knee. The middle one is from the knee to the ankle.
By the behemoth, the knee is the lower one. The bottom one is the knee. The bottom joint that connects the first. The bottom joint that connects the bottom bone with the middle bone is the knee by the behemoth. So the prima gavim is mistapek. What is the definition of the word shok here in the Gemara? You understand that shok b'sheva means that even if the ninikam okam is, that the women on the gala, they show, but this is the limit. That's as far as you go. Shok has the status of Eri, even if dark of a gala. That's how the people got to understand. This is the part of Shas and this Gemara. That's what their eyes look close in the name of their rises. And this Gemara. So the only shayla is, what part of the body is the shok? The Prima Gavim is Mesupik. Should I say that shok means the little bone in the body, it means in between the knee and the ankle, just like in the behemoth, it means the middle bone. Or should I say no, that by the behemoth, the shok, is that the middle bone happens to be the bone immediately above the knee. So maybe by all them also should be the bone that's immediately above the knee. And we bring God and write the suffix. And he'll go to Yashma, and the Shulmanach has all the Dinam of the Ergo. And then he tells you to look, he wrote another statement on Hilchus Chalitza, Seder Chalitza, where he explained it at length. That statement was never printed. So no, until recently. This fellow who printed the Seder Chalitza, he has the manuscript from that statement. So no one ever knew what the matkana was. So the Prima Gavim is Mesupik, which part of the body is called the shok. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote that it's a stop into the Prima Gavim. He writes, the thigh has the status of shok, the part that's above the knee. Just like that, shok means that bone that's above the knee, happens to be the little bone. So by Adam also, the shok means the upper bone, the thigh, which is the bone that's immediately above the knee. And the Sharatin on the bottom of the page, he writes, watch the sword. Prima Gavim. But that's what a lot of Acharonim, the only one who was Mekel was the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah usually is not my name, so he was Mekel over here. And all of the other Acharonim, they're after the Mishnah Berurah. It's kind of that it's not so. That the Prima Gavim was only Mesupik Asadis, and in the other state, for those who had this Sadia, the others write that it's not so. And they quote parallels from all the Gemara's all over the place. That's why many people are Machmir, that they say that Shok Nisheva goes, the woman has to wear a dress all the way down to her ankle. Oh, the stockings have to be, they shouldn't be seen from the stockings. Those who say the Shof Nisheva is to be taken literally, that it always has an absolute standard of Ergo. Even if the Minek HaMakam is Lagavai, so they hold that see-through stockings wouldn't help. You have to have fake stockings, not dark stockings, yeah. It's the stockings, like the third kind, do they wear dark stockings? That's the shot. So the issue with the Gemara is, like you pointed out, the issue is like this. Whatever is Darko Lakal, this is Dinam of Erva again. Whatever is Eva Haleiga is an absolute Dinam of Erva, whatever the Minikam Makam is, that doesn't change. And that's Erva both for men and for women. For the person himself, it's the Dinam of Erva, the person is under it. And then there's another Dinam of Erva, whatever is Maritaiva. But whatever is Maritaiva depends on the Minikam Makam. It's Kifiyah Minik. What if the Minikam Makam is that then Megala is, and Megala is a little here, a little here, there. So whatever is Makam, whatever is Darko Lakal, it's not Maritaiva. So the question is how far do you go with Dark Lagala? So the push of Shas and the Gemara seems like Shov is an absolute din. And the Rubidirub of the Pasuk say Shov means the middle bone, not the upper bone. And others point out on the bottom of the Rosh, what's his name? Now, Johnny Johnson, the Tyson Johnson, has a comment on the bottom of Rashi Yechamudah. Divi Hamudah, so when he talks about this Raizid, when the Divi Hamudah talks about this Raizbot, B'Shem HaRaizid, the simple meaning of the Raizbot, B'Shem HaRaizid, is that this Shok, B'Shem HaRaizid, is an absolute sin that past Shok, whatever Shok is, either the ankle or the knee. Past that, we assume that it's always Maritai, but if Divi Hamudah writes on this Raizid, that it's totally Komokum and Mokum to Femin Hobbit. In other words, he took Shoik and he said that it's also not an absolute shear. It's also not an absolute shear. But that's what the Aruch HaShulchan wrote about Zeyar also. He said that Zeyar, Bizman HaZeh, that so many married women don't cover the hair. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, don't get me wrong, he thinks that the married women are all obligated to cover the hair. He doesn't hold that there's any proof. There's no from any hair. But he said you can't say that if they don't cover the hair, that it has the status of ever, that the husband is not allowed to say a broker. The Chavtschaim writes like that all the time. Chavtschaim, he never recognized, he writes in separate many svarim that it's a terrible thing that the married women don't cover their hair and it's terrible. And then he says, and how many are there is that they're violating that they don't cover the hair? And that the husband says, Krishna, he's davened in intentions, and he says, I'm mighty and everything. He says, well, the prophet and the wife doesn't have a hair covered. And it doesn't occur to him, this Einfall that Darach HaShulchan says, that if all the married women, so many married women don't cover their hair, the maybe the man of death doesn't have a deal of ever anymore. No, it didn't never occur to the Mishnah Berurah, to the Chavetz. And all of the Sforim that he wrote on this issue, he always writes like that has a deal of ever. Has a deal of ever. Darach HaShulchan writes no. He says certainly the women should cover their hair, and he doesn't hold that there's any kula. But he says he doesn't think that you can say that the man of death has an absolute standard of ever. If the minig rhythm is that the people don't cover it, it's a cold color if it's a So what if you have a nudist colony? What if you have, they all walk around in shorts? So you say, no, there's a minimum. So what's the minimum? That's the shayla. Once people say, like the Divi Hamudah,
what's the shit people? There's a woman that covers their hair. Many of
famous for bottom, whose wife
didn't cover their hair.
Yeah, it's
all based on
Yerach HaShulchan? No, it's not based on Yerach
HaShulchan.
Yerach HaShulchan says he's
not a model. It's said by Shok. The same way he didn't draw the line on Shok, so he didn't draw the line on Seir.
That the Yevet would have the status of Erevah. Would it have to stand as an error if the women don't cover their hair? That you say the husband is not allowed to say a broker. But Rosh Hashulchan says that you can make all the
based on that these people,
why they didn't cover their hair?
They
didn't want to cover their hair?
I mean,
we're arrested by the government many times.
Very well known.
That's why Darach HaShulchan says, whenever this is, whatever is Darach HaLachasa is, and then the Gala is, and then it has the status of Eretz. Whatever is not Darach HaLachasa is, and then it does not have the status of Eretz. The single women are not obligated to cover their hair, so it's Darach HaLachasa. So the single girl is Darach HaLachasa. Married women are supposed to cover their hair, so that should be Darach HaLachasa. So therefore it should have had the status of Eretz. That's what the Gemara says. It should have the status of Eretz. If you live in a time when it's not Darach HaLachasa, so it wouldn't have the status of Eretz. Right, but it's still different in the sense that the married woman was supposed to cover her hair. The Gemara has assumed that the married women are supposed to cover their hair. That's based on a different culture. That's not based on this culture. It has the status of Eretz because it's supposed to cover their hair. They do cover their hair. Therefore, it has the status of Eretz. Let's say Anachis. Let's say Shiksis. So the Chayyotim has a selfish. If you have a Goyish, a woman who's married and she doesn't cover her hair, Chayyotim also writes like the Mishnah Berurah. It doesn't occur to him that he probably lived earlier. He probably lived at a time that they all covered their hair. This is a more recent thing. In the last 150 years that the married women don't cover their hair. So the days of the Chayyotim, they all covered their hair. So he writes a selfish. What if it's a Goyish, a woman who's married, and she didn't cover her hair, would it have the status of Erevah?
Whether she's married or not, why would that make a shilich? Right?
No, because by Goyim also, by Goyim as well, the married women used to cover their hair, and the single girls didn't cover their hair.
It's an Erevah. What defines Erevah?
The two parts to Erevah. One part is Eva Haleda, which is the hair is not the Eva Haleda.
It has to do with you married or unmarried.
Right, and then the other thing is, whatever Zarka Lachatzai, and then the Galit, so that's Maritai. Whatever was supposed to be covered in this society, and it's uncovered, is obviously going to be Maritai. In the days of the Chayyot, so the single girls never covered their hair. And the married women are supposed to cover their hair, and even the Goyish married women who don't, not from the Shem and Mitzvah, they know that, the Sheikhs who is married is permitted to uncover their hair. But the Nidic Hamdinus was in the days of the Chayyot that the non-Jewish women covered their hair. We learned to be Gemara Sanhedrin many years ago, and we learned Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says that by Goyim, the Rishami says, the Ramkot Rishami, by Goyim, there is no Gerishim Diksav. They cannot get divorced by giving a get. So can they get special? There's no guarantee except that what if they're unhappy, unhappily married, what do they do? The one opinion is that the Catholic Church passes a lot. One opinion is that they're stuck for life, that they can't get divorced. And the Rama passes against the Catholic Church. He passes like the other sheet in the Yerushalmi. 2 days in the Brachos, Rabbi is 2 days in the Yerushalmi. The other sheet is not that they can have Gerushin Balfeh. You don't have to have Mitzvah. And either he sends her away, she can send him away. Either can initiate a divorce, and they just send each other away. So then the Gemara says, Me'ema Tata Rosa. Let's say the woman wants to declare that she's not married anymore. So how does she make this official declaration? The Gemara says, she takes off her hair. She takes off her cover of her hair, and she demonstrates that she's single again. That she's free. So you see from the Gemara that the Goyishin people also used to cover the hair. The Minigar of the Lord, and the days in the Gemara, the days of the Chayyad. But the Goyishin women who were married used to cover the hair. So that's what the Chayyadim is mistopic to say, that even by a Goyishin woman who was married and she uncovered their hair, that would be an error. But the Gemara said that's certainly not so, because the Goyishin women are not, they're not believed to cover the hair, and they don't cover the hair. The Goyishin woman has her hair uncovered, it's certainly not called an error. She has other parts of the body uncovered, she has a problem, but the hair alone is not a problem. So it is the Jewish women who are obligated to cover their hair, not because it's an error. Just the Mishnah Ksubis. Jewish woman who's married has to cover her hair based on a personal commission to show that she's married. She has to cover her hair. Here there would have been a thing that every girl who's engaged must wear an engagement ring. There is no such thing. And every woman who's married must wear a marriage pin. There is no such thing. So we have our Zadin. Every woman who's married has to cover her hair. Instead of wearing an engagement ring, which you don't have to, instead of wearing a marriage pin, they have to cover your hair. That's what the Pasuk says, unrelated to the fact whether it's there or not. But based on that, the Gemara says, well, yes, since the minigarla was that they covered their hair, that the mokhi should back for the chatzoy, so therefore they have to say, Since normally when she goes in the street she's supposed to cover her hair, it's either in the house that has the status of air, but even for her own
house. It has to always fall with it.
No, because we know that it's Moira Taibo. Well, her eyes, Moira Taibo, when she walks in the street, she has to cover it up. She can walk around undressed in the house also. She wants her husband always wants to be Moira Taibo by her husband. That's permissible. Unless she didn't go to the mikvah, then not. But otherwise, she's permitted to walk around even with other parts of the body exposed. That's okay. But still, we assume that it's Moira Taibo. Not exactly Libra is terrible, it's more coward. Right, the difference is that they're both under the blanket, under the sheets, and they have back to back, right. Even though no one has any clothes on, they just cover the blanket, so the makeup that there's no here who is. Right. That's that one thing. The Gemara says you cannot put everything before the Machzor. We just had that Gemara also there. You cannot put everything together before the Machzor. The Gemara just said that over there we assume, like Rav Yosef, against the Shmuel. That by Ishtar is less home.
But it helps to close the eyes, assuming that you have a situation where you're not Mincha.
That's the Machzor, like this, and we show you that we pass and it does not help. We pass them to close the eyes, it does not help. Unless you're a blind person. Also doesn't help.
But yeah, look at it.
Even another part because the Yira has to do with looking, and if you can't see, should be Mutta. Can't see is Mutta means if I turn my back to the person. But if the person is in front of me and I'm blind, and the person in front of me, I close my eyes, so that's a violation. That's how we talk to Shulchan Aruch, B'hoyim Achanecha Kodesh. The Kedusha Samachna means that you're standing in such a way that there's no error in front of you if you would be able to see. Even though you are blind, or you are closing your eyes and you cannot see, that doesn't help. Unless you put a Dover Mastic, and the Dover Mastic has to be something other than the book. You have to have some book or newspaper, something other than the book itself. So this is the Shiloh.
If he keeps his eyes open,
he can't see. Okay.
The one with the shape on our head, that becomes our
hair. No. That's a machlokes. Right, that was a big machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah alludes to a machlokes about that.
If a woman wears a shekel, is that acceptable? If the shekel is made from human hair. Years ago, the shekel was made from human hair. They used to cut off the hair from dead bodies. Originally, when they started this, they used to cut off the hair from dead goyish bodies. Originally, when they started the shekel, and all the gzelim were opposed to it for two reasons. First of all, a mace is also bango. So who says you will add a, you know, the mace a yakum? You know, the yakum is a, we say in Shulchan Aruch that let you have a maka mitzvah. But the pashto says that when Macham didn't even make the Yachim, I also asked the Bano. The medical students that go to medical school, so they use dead bodies in order to learn biology. So they use Goyish dead bodies. So the Shaman, but it says the Shulchan Aruch, that even make the Yachim, I also asked the Bano. So that's what the contemporary pashto said, that Nikar, I think, make the Yachim, I really want the Bano. It's only Chumra and Shulchan Aruch, Chumra from the Rishonim. They say, but Malka Mitzvah, you can be Mekel. But if there's no Malka Mitzvah, then you shouldn't be Mekel. So they said that even make the Yachim, I also Bano. So the one hand, the Shaman, where the sail is also Bano. The Shaman, where the sail. Not really, not a mitzvah, she can wear a tichel. She wants to wear a shekel to look prettier. So that's not a mitzvah that she should look prettier. Anyway, that's empty
tichel.
So when they first came out with the shekel, and so many, most of the gzalim were opposed to it because of the issue of the meisal tabanua. And those who were meisal said that her soul is meisal yakum, the gefela, meaning that yamata meisal yakum, it's not part of the body itself, it's seyur. And they write in Baba Kama, and that's yours. Even Seir HaMayidish and Nathan Mutabana. But so many were opposed to it. So that was one opposition, that it should be also Banra. And the other, that's a big issue today also. There are certain food products that they make by chopping up the hair of dead human bodies and mixing it into the food product. So the Shaila is, Mutabachila it is, that's not true. There's got to make it also Banra. That's the question. Maybe don't give me anything. I don't know. It adds somehow to the text of the food. Yeah. The Kashrus organizations in America, the Hafkeni, use the Nazi Behesha on those products, but in France, where they make it, so I think there are people that give a Hashkoch on it, on the assumption that it's Mutabano. They are making
it. I think all you have to do is publicize that it's what's in there.
They do publicize it, and the people eat it, and the guy eat it, and they have a Gishmak. So the one issue that they were debating was about the Shaitlin, whether it's also about no, because it's Mesa Yakum and it's there. And then the other issue was, does it help? If you say that there be Shev, and this is real hair, they cut up hair from a dead body, so maybe since it's real human hair, maybe I should say that's right to say her. It's right to say her, it is a Sevi Shev. So if you look on the last daf in Masechet Sanhedrin, the Gemara talks about the Peah Nachas of the Russian Tizkanias of the Erni Dachas. The last two gifts on Hezron is about Erni Dachas. The last two, three blocks in March. So the Gemara has it in that the Rishoyim in the city in the Erni Dachas, they get an Einish Misa, and they have to burn all their property. And the Tzadikim who live in the Erni Dachas, they don't get Einish Misa. Tzadikim. They did everything else, but they didn't leave Avodah Zarah. But if they didn't worship Avodah Zarah, they don't give them any Einish Misa. But because right from here, most of these people that live in the city are Rebbe Avodah Zarah, so their property is destroyed. So what about, so the Gemara has a shana, what about the shekel that the Isha Tzadkonis, who lives in the city, the Truma woman just means that she doesn't worship Avodah Zarah. So the Truma woman lives in the city, she wears a shekel, and they didn't have imitation, they didn't have synthetic shekel, they had human hair shekel, the days of the Gemara, like in the days of the Shekel. So the Gemara has a shana, they're being treated kigufa, so just like you don't give her miso, so the shekel doesn't have to be destroyed. Or they treat it like clothing, like property, so you have to destroy the property. Let's say the tzaddikim who live in the city, so you don't kill them. But the clothing that they wear, you have to burn. They have to walk out naked, so they'll take something, they borrow clothing from someone else. And then they'll take off their clothes, and they're going to burn it. But they burn down the rest of the city, so they burn all of their clothing as well. So the Gemara has anybody. What about the shekel, the tayanachas of the Isha tzaddikim who lives in the city? Or the Gemara has her city in the middle of Nazir, that a woman, the husband can only be made from the dharma of his wife, if it's been in ethics, it's one should be all of them all. So the Gemara has a discussion, what if she took a maiden, not to wash her hair, not to bathe her body, so the hair was going to get all filthy, is that considered or not? So the Gemara says, well, she can only shave off her head. So what's the problem? So the Gemara says, she'll look awful, so the Gemara says, well, let us put on a shaker. What's the problem? So shave off the input on the shape, there won't be any problem of dirt accumulating. So on the side of the Gemara, the Ayin Nishkodem Mitzvah, who always just gives you the Ma'am Kodesh, he just tells you, where the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and the Smart quote the... On the side of the Gemara. No. On the side of the Shulchan Aruch is the Berak really gives you the Ma'am Kodesh in the Gemara. Yes. And in the Gemara on the Shanghai Mishnah, that's the way to find initial Torah. So usually he doesn't give a comment. He just tells the Gemara Kairos. That's why nobody ever looks there. He just tells, he doesn't give any comment. So on these Gemaras, on the Gemara in Nazir, and in the Gemara in the Lez Daf and Sanhedrin, he writes on the side of the Gemara, so on this Gemara you see that it's permissible to wear a shaykh.
Yes.
What is the Shaila? So the issue came up, the two issues, whether it's still considered Erba, human hair, maybe it's still considered Sebi Sherba, maybe where they get the shaykh from a mace in the stomach. The days of the mother probably did the same as the days of the Rishayim Achen. We got it from a mace, a mace is the Osamana. So he says, from this Gemara you see, that it's Mutter. So that's how the Ramah costumes in Shulchan Aruch, and it was Triyashma. When they quote this in, they say, Bisha Erba, that they're more right that the woman has to cover her hair. And even if she covers her hair with a shapel, since the shapel is no longer attached to the body, you don't apply the principle of Sebi Sherba.
Okay.
If you wear tichel, a woman is going to wear a shekel that'll be very attractive. But that's not proper for this. That's not proper for this.
That's the whole industry for beautiful looking shekels.
Right, that's a different thing. Let's say a woman is going to be covered till the ankles. Right, and then she'll wear very tight sweaters and very tight dress, everything really tight. So that's not an issue of there, but that's a different thing, that she's attracting attention, and that's not sleazy. That the woman in the shape that's going to attract everyone's attention, that's certainly also not sleazy. That's another problem. But the shine is over here, just from Hilchos Erba, so there are more says that it doesn't constitute there. The Rambam says that women have to cover the hair, even single women. That's how the Rambam says. We don't follow that Rambam. So the Magen Avraham says that the Rambam never meant it. A lot of our friends say the Rambam never meant it. He meant a girl who is single, but she used to be married. She got divorced, so she's an almana. But it doesn't mean that the girl was never married. The girl single and claimed the Rambam never meant it. Or the Magen Avraham says the Rambam meant a different thing. That the Sebi Sherba applies to a single girl. She has her hair hanging very loose, long, loose hair, like a tzutzo, like a zayna. And that's what the Rambam meant to say the Sebi Sherba. But if she has a nice, short hairdo, and it's not hanging loose, it's not so, not so enticing, right? So then the Magen Avraham says the Rambam would also be nice. Whatever the Rambam says, the Ashkenazim are not so nervous about the Rambam. We hold that Sebi Sherba is only by married women, not by single women.
Why?
That's the whole history of the Eva Haleda itself is absolute therefore, even if a woman is saying a bracha, there's another woman undressed in front of her. So that's also din of erva. But if the other parts of the body that are ma'ur taigo, that's the second din of erva. That's only erva, but the opposite sex when it's ma'ur taigo. So let's say all the women are wearing bathing suits. So if a man walks in and wants to say a bracha, wants to daven, it's maritimal. But the women are all together, so it's nothing is maritimal. Woman by woman is not maritimal. So within this din of maritimal, so then Rashba quotes in the name of the Raivin, and the Magravon quotes in the name of Chubut Maram al-Shakar, that it depends on the minhag hamokhan. Hamokhan and mokhan kafim and hamokhan. Whatever is zarka l'chatzai is maritimal. Whatever is zarka l'galus is not maritimal. So that's what we assume. But by married woman, which is in requires that they're supposed to cover their hair, and they cover their hair, the zaka lachazai, then if it's uncovered, then it's maritime. By single girls, then it's not, they're not required to cover their hair, they don't cover their hair. It's zaka lachazai, that's not maritime. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says, that this man hazeh, even though the married women are supposed to cover their hair, but the maestro, so many of them don't, they can't say that it's maritime anymore. Alright, it's not maritime, so why do they have to cover their hair? He says, no, because the thing that the married women have to cover their hair is unrelated to this Gemara that it's Sebi Sherba. Sebi Sherba could be it's only a din de Rabbanon. It's a shadow of the Gemara. It could be it's only a din de Rabbanon, the secondary din. Whatever part of the body is exposed, it could be it's not a din de Rabbanon. It's not a shirshi. It doesn't say that it's a din de Rabbanon. The other din is a plastic. The Gemara students want to have a different din. The married woman has to cover her hair to show that she's married. Like I just said, mashallah, if there would have been a din which there isn't, then every married woman has to walk around with a marriage din. There is no such thing. So the Torah has a din. Every married woman is supposed to cover her hair. But in a community, we talk to all the married women cover their hair, so if a married woman doesn't cover her hair, it's maritime. The single girls don't have to cover their hair. So therefore, it's not maritime. No, it is subjective. That's what the Pasuk said. Not, but the only question is it totally subjective?
Yes.
The Nadashayla is the whole issue of Darka, whatever is Muratayla, is totally subjective. So if you walk around in New York City in the summertime and all the people walk around half undressed, so you say that it's not Mara Taiva, you say it's not true. It is Mara Taiva. Everyone walks around with a high level of Taiva. So where do you draw the line? When do you say that it depends on the Minigam Malkum? And when do you say, no, that this thing, even though all of the people walk around like that, you say that everyone's walking around with Taiva. So you have to draw the line somewhere. So that's what the Mishnah Brura quotes in the Rishayim, that he understood that there's a limit. He says up until the elbow and up until the knee. And past the knee and further higher up than the elbow, that's always Mara Taiva, even if the Minig HaMalkum is at the Megal. And others question that also.
That's how the Mishnah Brura is.
I remember years ago that Mendel Zach told us that when Zorish Mira founded Beit Yaakov, so she sent a letter to the Chofetz Chaim, what should be the dress code, how much of the body do they have to cover. So he said that his father-in-law, the Chofetz Chaim, sent back a letter, and he wrote in Yiddish in the letter, I already forgot the Yiddish expression, that you cannot measure tears with a ruler. I don't know the word for ruler in Yiddish, but he told us over in Yiddish, you cannot measure tears with a ruler. That's how he started, but nonetheless, it is, and he wrote it what he wrote in his Mishnah Brura, that above the elbow and above the knee. So that's a shaila with that itself, because the issue being, because the Zibri Hamudas on the bottom of the Rosh quotes the Rizet, and he says, Kamakam, Kamakam, Kathim, and Hagani, and he sounds like he's writing it on the Shokti Sharevo. And the Mishnah Brura understood the Shokti Sharevo, that was an absolute cheer that passed that point of Shok. He understood that Shok, that's what he quoted, the Pim's Vadim, and he understands Shok meaning the thigh, so he says above the knee. The Shok Bishav, that's an absolute shear. What do you mean, absolute shear? That above that, the Yisrael certainly is Ma'ar HaTayva. That's the Shara, but the Dibur Hamudah says, he quotes from the Rav, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. So others say that that's not what the Dibur Hamudah meant. Dibur Hamudah meant, doesn't sound like, and the Rechamudah is meant to say, Kol Mokum Mokum of the body, Kisim and Hagan. It doesn't mean the Minig HaMokum in America and in France and in Iran. If you're in Iran, they cover up the face. If in Eretz Yisrael, they go barefoot. In America, they cover this. In the Galilee, Kol Mokum Mokum Kisim and Hagan, whatever is Dr. Lakakis. So others say no. What the Rechamudah is meant to say was, Kol Mokum Mokum on the body, Kisim and Hagan, Shalos Ochelik of the body. Certain parts of the body, that Mokum of the body, you have to, that's what this fellow from the Eda Haredis and his little safer on the show. So the whole safer is a very strong safer. He just proves that the word shok means from the ankle to the knee. And then he quotes a lot of poskim, perhaps the majority of the poskim, to say that that's an absolute shia, that above that you can't negotiate. So we assume that it's above the ankle is always Mara Taiva. Above the ankle is always Mara Taiva. And then he says, but what do you do with the Dibur Hamudah? He says, I'm in Kineget. So he reinterprets, that's a very shock. So he reinterprets the Dibur Hamudah, and he says, Kamakam Amakam Kisim and Hagar doesn't mean the minute Hamakam of the community, it means the Makam of the body, the different parts of the body. On the face, that the minute is legalis is muta. On the hands, if the minute is that they wear gloves, and if the woman takes off her gloves, then they're maritime. And if the minute is they don't wear gloves, then the hands are not maritime. Certain parts of the body, the shok is absoluter. That's the shaila, whether that's the one. On the stakel, the Gemara says differently. You shouldn't look at the ative of the nisha in order to have anor from it. Yeah, same as that for time. That's the shaila.
Whom are you going to
Yeah. That's a further shaila. That's if the Mishnah Brura is makel on that also. Even if the woman cut off her own hair, and she made a shekel from her own hair, so the Mishnah Brura quotes a later a machlekes achrayim, even according to the Ramah that she makel on human hair, but what if she cut off her own hair? So then he says we pass from the cool on that as well. Even if she made a shekel from her own. Okay, this is the shaila with the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Chanina, now the Nusha. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Kol Ish Erva also, the Raizet, the Rashba quotes in the name of the Raizet, it depends if it's Mara Taiva or not. So he says, Kol Zemer of Anisha. When a woman is singing, that's Mara Taiva.
Kul also?
Yeah, even a Kul also. Kol Ish Erva is even a single girl.
Right? So, you have to know the woman. If you don't know, if you hear somebody,
On the radio. So one of the Gedolim in Europe wrote such a tshuva, that if you hear someone on the radio or on a record, that the Gemara says in Sayyid Allah, that Yetzirah is not shoved on a woman if you don't see her. No, no, that's not exactly the kind of Moshe has a shoe
bill. Yeah, Moshe has a shoe bill that said 11. Said 11 is okay, they ask the 11 woman to come to Israel.
When the girl, that's how they ask right and say, right, what if it's a little girl sings? And if they call me Sheriff. And from what age on do you begin to apply the principle of called me Sheriff?
I couldn't say the same thing like the hair by his school on Asia Fish. She says the same thing by cold by a school on Asia Fish.
No, let's say the girl is walking in a bathing suit. So we don't make a decision between a single girl and a married girl.
It's called
the Dr. Lacoste. So they called them there. We assume there's always no other time. The girl is old enough. It's a very young girl.
They had to go to our door about it. They were playing recorded music over the lunch she had or something on the bench. He said, ain't this a lot of business?
It was recorded. Strictly speaking, it applies to the children singing the mirrors, even more so than that, because when you're singing the mirrors, you're saying tefillah to the Rebbe's world. So it comes out that you're saying a tefillah when you hear the kolisha. If you're not saying the mirrors, the girl that sings the mirrors, and it's your daughter, stop. So you hear them singing, but if you're staying along, that's a bigger problem. So that's what... I'm permitted to listen to them sing, but I'm not permitted to daven at the time that my wife is singing. I'm permitted to hear them sing. Okay, but the shaila is, how do I sing lyrics together with my wife and my daughters if the little girls are 5 years old and some of them are from? If they're already 18 years old and they're singing mirrors, how can I sing mirrors with them? This is a big shame. That's some song. Davening is also davening. That's what the Shriva here. He says the famous Shuva. He writes that when he came from Slobodka, he went to Berlin. He was in Hildesheimer's seminary. He came there and he left his wife behind for whatever reason, and he came all along, so he used to eat by Balabakinus, and he used to sing mirrors, and men, women, he said, everybody sang mirrors together. They wondered, they're so frum, everything is so, there's so much active commitment. How could it be that they all sang mirrors together? He said, yes, in my heart. So he told them that there are Hildesheimer passing that is mutter, and Rabbina Hirsch passing that is mutter. He looked into it, and he quotes that the Achareim, some Achareim say, when you sing the Shirei Kodesh, you don't apply Kol Bisha'eva because it's not Mara Taiva to sing with you. And other friends say that Kol Bisha'eva doesn't apply if you have men and women singing together because Shreka Asura, Shreka Olim Amishtala. Even though they're not makel with one without the other, to listen to a group of women singing lyrics is not proper. Or let's say to have singing some secular songs, maybe the Star Spangled Banner or whatever, to have men and women sing together out loud is also not proper. But if it's both together, if it's Shirei Kodesh with men and women together, so that was the minig in Germany, that's what they assumed that's okay. But he writes it, even though in Eastern Europe we never heard of these hetairim, but he says these people in Germany understand education better, and they understand psychology better, Baharaya, that they raise their children to be Yirei Shamayim and the Doctor Kinnan Mitzvahs, and we in Eastern Europe have failed. We have not succeeded in bringing up a generation of children who would be the Doctor Kinnan Mitzvahs. In the summer we should follow the Kinnan Hetair and rely on this group. That's what he writes. Subject is in a sense.
What happened
in Yangizu?
The men and women both
sing
together.
Also, whether they sing
Shirei
Kodesh. The same Hector. They sing Shirei Kodesh and the men and the women sing together. You have to make sure that you have men singing with the women. If you just have the women singing and the men are not going to sing, then there's no Hector. But you have all the women will be singing. They call these men with women together.
What about men singing?
That's what Shabbat mentioned. The Sefer Chassidim writes that it works both ways. Whatever called Hama B'Shir Ashirim is Erebo. So the Sefer Chassidim writes that even though the Gemara only has it in one direction, but the Kalal and the Gemara is called Hama B'Shir Ashirim, so the reverse is true as well. And the later, the Achrayim say that we're not machma like that Sefer Chassidim. It's difficult enough to be machma for the dinim that it says in Gemara. We're not machma for what the Sefer Chassidim says that it works the other way. We assume, like the Gemara says in Nida, that Lashon Lavanai Kagoshin Nida. The Gemara says that by men it's easier to be Mara Tiger by man than it is by women. So we assume that a woman sees a man in a bathing suit, a woman listens to a record of Shlomo Talbach or something like that, we don't assume that it's Mara Tiger right away. That's what we're making.
But I thought...
all this applies to the Haggadah too, by the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, but they are asking you, you're just saying that.
It's only saying, then the Rambo, then, right book quotes and they write, and they said, if it's only cold Hebrew, then it's okay. It's only if it's a cold Zemma, if it's singing voice. Or let's say... Yeah, the Rishonim write, the Rishonim will quote, that there were certain communities by the Bali Atesis where they had women singing all the time in the streets, and they couldn't avoid it. So he says, even if they're singing, call them there, but if it's called a rubber boat, you have no greater, then you also assume that it's not Bali Atesis.
Right.
You have no greater, then you assume it's not Bali Atesis.
That's a group of women singing together. Oh, right, because you don't hear each other in your voice.
Well, I don't think so. I think that happens. Trekol Amishtami means that you have men and women singing together. But if you have a group of women...
It's one woman.
What does that mean? Okay. It doesn't mean anything. All it means is that it's not prioritized. It doesn't mean anything. Trekol Amishtami...
Do you think we should have a voice in the case of the voice and that's why it's with us?
Right,
you have
women singing together only,
which is the same. I think it means you have male and female voices together that are approximately even. If you have 10 women and one man, I don't think you can say take all on the stomach. If you have, let's say, 10 women and 6 men, 7 men, so then you can say, I swear, take all on the shot. But it doesn't necessarily sound so much feminine. Yeah. It has to be approximately even, men and women.
By the time we're running from the
office, I don't think so. Should. You mean, where would you have a minute I'm walking with everybody sitting? Well, it's not more than I thought. I don't think it's true, is there? Women singing.
When you're in the thing, she'll send the car.
That it means that she started to sing and some of the men came over, so she said, you go back to the men. You go over there and you sing. And we're going to sing over here. The women are going to sing separately. And then it gives, she was speaking to the women and she called the men. All Kabbalistic interpretation. But his first order, his first biyah, their halakha was that she told the men that they should leave.
Yes. But you can read it in the similar clause. It says, call an issue by the local emotion. The effect could only mean on one issue, it could be also, but it could be an old woman, probably had 10,000 women singing.
Yes.
But I'm saying you could consider it error. Because it says, call an issue by the local emotion.
Why should it be? Because he was sitting there and they were singing the mirrors. Sviriyesh was sitting there singing the mirrors, yeah.
In the girls'
school. That's the shiva that he has, everybody knows that. Chelik Beis Vimachem. Chelik Beis Vimachem.
In the girls' school, for the union and minion of men, you have to see Tusha and
everything else. Right.
Women don't answer out loud?
They can answer, but it's Hebrew.
That's Hebrew.
But they shouldn't sing. Called Hebrew.
They should have not sing.
Called Hebrew. They shouldn't sing yet. Last week we started discussing a little bit the topic of the Mishnah Nechalo. The Gemara Yachov Dalet Amaral, right in the middle of the Yom, the quotes from the Mishnah Nechalo. Yishu Yoshev is the quotes of Lachalosa Arum, and then Shechon Lachat is Paneh of the Karka. The dinner is that when one is Mafesh from the Samaritan, so Chalo, they have to recite a bracha. So a person is not permitted to say bracha if they're undressed. It says a woman is permitted to recite a bracha even if she's undressed, because when she sits down, so the Eva however is covered. Right? The Gemara says the Agavas are not covered, maybe the Agavas are covered, or maybe the Agavas don't have the status of Eva. It's a sacred Adin, we mentioned. Sacred Adin is the day to Mishnah Brura. How are you passing on this issue?
Here the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Ches and Hilchos Tzitzis. And the Chaver writes, when you put on Tzitzis in the morning, you should put on the Tzitzis Bamido. Why? Because we know Sfiras HaEmah, the Rambam already quotes in the garden. Sfiras HaEmah quotes to say, Bamido. The Rambam writes the Chiddush that if you tell Sfiras Yeshiva, then you have a Yoshei. Ask your day kasha. You might have thought a half minute that you're not getting to the Yoshei, because the garden has this tradition. I think the Shiltas quotes it, people with a Brisa. We don't have such a Brisa anymore. The Shiltas with the Rosh, they quote a Brisa that that you have to tell Sfir Bamida. And then the Rishonim say, they quote this elaborate Brisa that he's done, there is Shabbat between Sfir Sahimer and several other mitzvahs. And one of the mitzvahs that you have a Gera Shabbat, all the mitzvahs are saying, one of the mitzvahs is Tzitzis. That just like by Sfir Sahimer, Brisa Lachem, the Rosh Lachem, appears also by Tzitzis Shtet Lachem, so just like you need Amida by Sfir Sahimer, Vachatkhila, so say you require Amigdah by Tzitzis. You have to put on the beggar standing up. If the person wakes up in the morning and he's getting dressed, if he's sitting down on his bed, when he gets dressed, he's supposed to stand up when he puts on the abakas. So the Mogen Avraham adds on, not only should he stand up when he puts on the abakas, he should stand up when he recites the Baruch on the Tzitzis as well. It really doesn't say it in the Rishonim. That's what the Mogen Avraham adds on. And he says that all brachas should be recited by Amigdah. Why did you know brachas when you say, I'm waiting to that minority? You say the Yeshivas, he says, no, Bichas Hanen, and there's a different story. So the Gemara says in Gittin that it's not healthy. Right, but Bichas Hanen, so you should recite Bamina.
I'm going
to make Kiddush for... Yeah, I'm going to make Kiddush for... Well, you have to sit down. Okay, so you have to negotiate on each and every individual meeting. So the Magen Avraham has this Kiddush. In Venice, the Shulchan Aruch does the same. Shulchan Aruch just says, you stop it, Bamina. You should put on the Tzitzis in the position of Amida, and the Magen Avraham adds on, the Baruch should also be recited by Amida. The Shad is, what does that mean? That all Birchas HaMitzvah should be recited by Amida? Or it means to say that any mitzvah which requires Amida, the Baruch of that mitzvah should also require Amida. And Afkinida being, what about Mikra Megillah? The Mishnah says in Megillah, that Megillah Mikra is Ben Yeshu Ben Amid. You can learn in Megillah Lachatkhila sitting down. Just the Raman has a Chiddush, that the Balkari should stand Lachatkhila and then cover that Tzibur. If he lays the Tzibur, should stand. If he lays the yochid, let's say a private kriyas on Megillah at home, because a few women wish to make a Megillah, so there isn't even a requirement of chaskilah that the Balkari has to stand. And sure, the Rambam says the Balkari should stand with chaskilah, but the people are listening, there isn't even a need of chaskilah to stand. Sometimes you see people who stand by kriyas on Megillah, because they think it's the same as kriyas on Tzair. That's exactly the mission of Megillah, drove that contrast. It says, Hakari on Megillah, Beinayimah, Didyayishim, then it appears that it's in the mission, Masha'ini came by Tzair. That by kriyas on Tzair is not so. So by Mikra Megillah, say the fish, you can read the Megillah Yoshev. So what about the Baruch on Mikra Megillah? So you have to stand when the Balkari says the Baruch on Mikra Megillah. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Machshav Tashek on the bottom of the Magen Avraham, who quotes this Magen Avraham in Simchas Torah, and Hilchos Purim, he quotes this one, that the Magen Avraham understands that you have to stand for every Birchas HaMitzvah, even a mitzvah, which the mitzvah itself doesn't require a mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham talks about Afrosh Eschalo. He says, Afrosh Eschalo, there's no requirement that you have to be Mafish Chalo. Standing, you can imam Ishkala Lachatkhila sitting down. And nonetheless, the Magen Avraham asks Akasha, why does the Mishnah allow the woman to recite the Bracha Lafrash Ishkala? Sitting, Yoshevet, Isha Yoshevet, Kotel Lachala Taluma. Ay, Lachatkhila, you have to recite all the Dichas HaMitzvah, Bamida, that's the Magen Avraham Akasha. But if I end this, the Magen Avraham answers Akasha by saying that, no. The Pasha to answer is that this was a Chumah that was invented after the Mishnah. In the days of the Tanaim, the Chumah never existed. This whole Zer Shavah, Bakoma, Bakoma, the whole thing that you need Lachatkhila Amida by Sira Sa'imer, you need Amida by Tzitzis, you need Amida by all the brothers, the whole thing was invented later. I don't see the whole Kashi. That's what the Magen Avraham somehow assumed, that this must have been already in the days of the Tanaim. Like that Kashi, what do you do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says the Feirish, the Isha Yosheva, this is called Tzalach Allah, how can she sit? But she has to say a Bracha, the whole Mazuba the Mishnah is about the Bracha. The whole idea of man cannot sit in the mafish chal because he's not allowed to say the bracha is undressed. And the woman is permitted to recite the bracha because the yavah is covered up. So the Magen Avraham asks, how can she sit when she's saying the bracha? So the Magen Avraham answers, because of Birchas HaNenen, you're certainly permitted to recite the yeshiva. Only Birchas HaMitzvah now. And the Magen Avraham took to Fachidish that Afrosh HaSkala is not a mitzvah. Afrosh HaSkala is only a matir. But that person is mixing flour and water and baking and everything, you're going to throw it out in the garbage just for practice. He's not going to eat any of it. They're going to throw it in the ocean.
Or there's nothing to share.
No, that's initiated the original mitzvah. That's initiated the original mitzvah. No, but let's say it's not how you grow up, it's not kesef. No, but let's say you have a kashir, we'll get back to less than the kashir. Let's say you have a kashir, and you bake it, you knead it, you bake it, and everything, and then no one's going to eat it. Even the goyim are not going to eat it. Is there a mitzvah always to do after Rosh Hashanah? But he said, no, Rosh Hashanah is a matzah. You're not allowed to eat tevel. If you're only by eating it, you have to be mashkal. If you don't plan to eat it, if you're not going to eat it, then you don't have to be mashkal. So the Magen Avraham claims that Afrash Eskala is only a matzah, that there's no mitzvah involved at all. So since Afrash Eskala is only a matzah, so you can't really call the brach on Afrash Eskala a bichas ha-mitzvah, so it's like a b'china of a bichas ha-nehenen. The bichas ha-nehenen is matzah you to eat. Also, Lord Mishir Anam and Allah Mazar, B'lai Bracha, and the brach of the bichas ha-nehenen that you say is matzah the Yitzhar Achila. So similarly, the bichas Afrash Eskala over the Afrash is also like a matzah. So that you're permitted to recite the yeshiva. Shchita is also a shayla. Whether shchita is a matzah or a mitzvah, it's all wrong. Rabbi Kivay Gevin, the bottom of this morning, from Simon Ches and Orachayim, Sechem is on the Taz and the Yeridei Simon Aleph, which is degrees, and he talks about shchita. How does it compare to shchita? So the Vilna Goyim there in Simon Ches refers to this Morgan Avram. He says, I am Morgan Avram, and he disagrees. The Talmidim of the Gra, doesn't explain, and the Bira doesn't explain by reason, but the Talmidim of the Gra explains that he held a compromise shchita. It's all not like it's an Achrayim. Whether Hafrash is Shumas and Maisis and Chala is a real mitzvah, a mitzvah to be Mavish Shumas Maisis, a mitzvah to be Mavish Chala, or it's only a matzir. But you're not allowed to eat table. In the Mele, you're not allowed to eat it unless you're Mavish, and Mavish is always table. So the Goy held a compromise sheet to the Shumas based on the Pasuk in Yechez. The Shumas and Maisis is only a matzir. There's an Easter table and Hafrash is Shumas Maisis and Mavish. And Hafrash is Chala is a mitzvah. That was the Goy sheet, a compromise sheet. That's not, and the Goy and the Dibrak notes in Yechez, it doesn't say the whole thing. But they quote Talmidei HaGra, quote in his name, but that was his opinion. Shara between Chala and Shumas and Maisis. The Gra says, the Magen Avraham is Tamua, based on his understanding. The Magen Avraham is Tamua, because the Magen Avraham claims that Hafrash Chala is only a matir, and we all know that it's not so. The Gra claims we all know that it's not so. So how can you say that you're Shevis? I would have said the Kasha, it's a Vanish Dawn, that the whole Chumah didn't exist, it's not a time. So the Gra is also going along with the Magen Avraham. That this idea existed in Manatana. So he says the answer is a different answer. The whole Magen Avraham's premise is wrong. The only time you require Amida, is for the Lehitatit Neumah. So for the Lehitatit Neumah. The Atikah Satit Neumah. The Bichat Satit is the Chalal doesn't have to be. You can say the Bracha sitting down and then stand up and put on the towel. He says even a mitzvah which requires Amida, the Bracha of that mitzvah doesn't require Amida. Koshkein, like other Achan Tani Koshkein, Tani Shua Tani from Megillah. Nikur Megillah, that the mitzvah itself doesn't require Amida. So Avada the Bracha on Nikur Megillah doesn't need Amida. The Tani Shua disagrees with that Machshav Shekel, that the Bracha before Nikur Megillah. But the Gra disagrees with the whole thing. The Gra says even a mitzvah that does require Amida, like Sitzis, the Bracha doesn't need Amida. He says the Magen Avraham added that onto the tour into the earlier Gaidim and the Rishayim, and he says the Gaidim didn't say the Bracha never requires Amida. That's the issue about the Yosheves. What do you do with this mitzvah? Machlekes by all Bichas HaMitzvah. There's three sheikhs. The Magen Avraham claims that all Bichas HaMitzvah require Amida L'chatzila. He says all Bichas Shevach L'Hidoya also, that's that person is sitting in the middle of the meal, and he hears thunder where he sees lightning. So he wants to say the Bracha of Oysamayitah Bereshit, so Shekach Zvot Mola Yoimam. So the Magen Avraham claims that L'chatzini should stand up and recite the Bracha. Right, the son of Devon, right? The Rambam's opinion is that the Sheva Bracha is the henshach of the benching. He really said all on one coach. He said the benching with the Sheva Bracha is on one coach. So Taisus has 2 days about that. Whether the Sheva Bracha is after the benching is the henshach of the Birchas HaMazon. See, the Rambam writes, in Hilchot Birchas HaMazon, the Rambam writes, benching consists of 4 brachas, Azar of Akol, Alar of HaMazon, and if you bench by the Sheva Brachas, then you have another 6 Brachas added on to the benching. So the benching consists of 10 Brachas. So the Rambam writes to Taisus that it's an extension of the benching. Even though Taisus has another opinion, and we're choishes with Taisus l'chatzila, that's why we have 2 choishes. Taisus in the end of Sofan has 1 day that the Sheva Brachas is l'chud, and the benching is l'chud. Yeah, but still, we're still choishes to the Rambam, so we say the Yeshiva instead of saying it by me. Yeah, a mitzvah that's supposed to be done the yeshiva. The dafkir is to be done the yeshiva. Yeah. Then the summit of the bracha is done by the yeshiva. That was the other mitzvah that doesn't matter. Not necessarily. I'll pick up one of the halachos that they quote as well, that the mitzvah of an arach shel gad has to be davken in yeshiva. But the mitzvah has to be in yeshiva, so the son of the brother is also davken in yeshiva. If you have a mitzvah, because the yeshiva is in yeshiva, like if you're Megillah, then you insist that the brother should be bar mitzvah. So the machlis ha-shekel and hilchos purim says based on the Magen Avraham, yes. Whenever you don't have any halachot one way or the other, then all brachas should be recited bar mitzvah. And the same shiur, Megillah disagrees, says no. That's the only time, so there's three sheets in the kitzur, the Magen Avraham sheet is that all mitzvahs and all brachas, birchas ha-mitzvah, birchas shevach v'ezoyah, should all be recited by mitzvah v'chatzchilu. Yeah, I've covered that brachas. Even such a birchas ha-mitzvah that has to do with a mitzvah that does not require a mitzvah, like a brachas chala doesn't require a mitzvah, but still the brachas should be recited, should have been recited by mitzvah, not for the fact that it's only a matzah. That's the Magen Avraham sheet. And the Grod disagrees with Gamri, he says no, that the whole idea of Amid is only by specific mitzvahs, but not by brachas. All the brachas can be recited by yeshiva. And the Peishua has the compromise sheet. The Peishua Megillah says that if he tells a mitzvah which is supposed to be done by Amid, then the Magen Avraham is right. The bracha and not mitzvah, the bracha recited by mitzvah should also be recited by Amid, because the atzitzah should be done by Amid. But a mitzvah like Mikra Megillah, we can do the mitzvah by yeshiva. The Devil Hatzri, we can do the bracha by yeshiva as well.
So if you have a mitzvah that you have to have a mitzvah, and you don't have what it fits, so you shouldn't say the brother?
No, the one thing about the
said that only the mitzvah requires a mitzvah, but not necessarily the
brother.
Well, that was the
question. It's wrong. The question is, but yeah, but everybody means that it's good, even by Sirius Aimer. The whole origin of everything is Bakoima, even by Sirius Aimer, the Rambam says, but yeah, but if he's still here, the yeshiva is still here. Everyone has to stand in the Azara. Only the Melech and the Malchus Beis Dovid is permitted to sit. That's a different reason why. Last week we started the discussion. We didn't finish. A woman goes to Mikveh. What does she do with the bracha? What does she do with the bracha? We just started a little bit. When the woman is sitting, so the whole Eivah HaErevah is covered up. So the Eivah HaErevah is covered up. But what happens to this? There's another din of Libah Rayas HaErevah. Even if, let's say, a man is wearing a loose bathrobe, and his head is sticking out on top. So the Erevah is covered up. So if someone else wants to say bracha in the room, and my body is covered up, so he's permitted to say bracha. If I want to say bracha, the Erevah is covered up. So there's a Machlekes HaTanaim, and on the day, we ran through it briefly last week, Machlekes HaTanaim, and on the day, is the Regina of Libah Rayas HaErevah, the fact that his heart and the Erevah have no Hatzaka in between, underneath the loose bathrobe. Erevah Gartlan. So that's a Machlekes in the Gemara. Machlekes HaTanaim over here, on Chavdalan on the base, and Machlekes on Chavdalan on the base. And Tesh is called the Machlekes of Rishayim and Hadapaska, and the top of Chavdalan on the base. And the top places they say, Tesh says, and there's a lot of books that write it like that, a lot of Rishayim say, in the simple reading of the Gemara, it would appear that we pass from our Lacha that there is a din of Libra Israel. There's the top places on Chavdalan on the base. And the Torah, Gemara, Ochi, Zuki, Gemara, what happened to the din of Libra Israel? for the simple mashmash of the Gemara that we talked about. However, Elo, that one of the Talmidim of Rashi, Rabbi Nishmaya, Talmidim of Rashi, plus Rashi, quotes in the name of Rashi, like it says, we talk like the Shana Kamen, that the original did not believe what I say. That's the Machlok of Tari Shani. Usually, when Shabbat, the Machlok of the did not believe what I say. How do you accomplish that should not be a problem of Libra Raja Erba? So you have to be mafsik in between the heart and the Ebel Erba. What if the person, let's say, is not wearing tight underwear? If he's wearing tight underwear, so there's no problem with Libra Raja. He can even wear a loose bathrobe. What if he doesn't have any underwear on? He has loose pajamas, whatever. And he has on a bathrobe, then he puts a jarf on top. So the Shulchan Aruch says that that takes care of the problem of Libra Raja Erba. One of the days in the Rishonim, things to say to Yerem or to say to Shimon, forget already, one of the, it's not Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam, it's not one of the famous Rishonim. One of the Rishonim that the quotes, you know, the big Tosfos quotes are there, that the Libra Raisa Erba can only be solved if you have the garble touching your body. So that's why some Gedolim in Europe were talking about this, to wear the garble on their skin. Instead of wearing it, they would wear loose to go, and if you wear tight, we have tight on the wrist because we have a left wrist. 100 years ago, they didn't have any elastic, didn't exist. Well, they didn't have such a thing.
They had a rope.
So what do you do? All the clothes are loose. How do you take care of everybody? So you wear a garter on top. So since there's one day in Rishon that a garter on top doesn't help, the Libra Raisa Erba has to be solved. I tell you, they would wear the garter on their skin. Huh? That's the shadow. Shulchan Aruch, it's not even quoted. So this is a big machlokes, and what about women? If you're wholesome, you're being a believer, right? So we have machmer, machlokes, machmer. So what do you do with this mishnah by the woman? It says, we see yashevet, this mishnah chala, chod dalar, we see yashevet, we call to machalot, harum and penchi, chod lachas, it's funny, the car can fly, the able who ever is covered up, what's the answer with the believer, right? So it's like a shot, it's actually a... It's covered up with the erva.
Her own hand
is no good to be machasa erva. It says in the machaber, but if it's a problem, wearing a loose robe and I don't have a garb, so if I make it tight with my arm on top of the rope, it's also okay. So next I have stuck it between the leg and the erva, so that's how it's looking out that it is okay. I don't think that's a problem. Even though we touch it, even if we should be machal at the visiting of the Libra Raisa, it doesn't apply to women, only applies to men. What's in an akimina? Usually the women don't have the shayla. So one akimina, if the woman is wearing a loose robe, if she wants to say a breath, the erva is covered up, so she has to make a tzitzit. She has to make a tzitzit. And then the shayla is if she's in a mikveh. So that's what I mentioned last week. There's a long, in the end of the second chelet yeridaya, the end of the second chelet yeridaya has hilchas nida, then it has hilchas mikvoy. And then it has one in the machabah, it's a very small thing, I think it's in a resh. The same about the Brichas Atzilah. And the Shach and the Taz are very, very long. They both have the same Arichas Varim of that Libra Raisa Erba by women. What's the din? They both quote there that the Drisha says that the mimic that the women have is improper. that the women say the bracha with the head out of the water, and the rest of the body is in the water. If the water is dirty water and you can't see anything, then not only do you have a mechusa, but that also solves the problem of fever right there. That's how the Gemara says on the top of Kali on the day. Why? Why does it either not have a mechusa? Because the Gemara says on the top. It says on the sixth line from the top of Kali on the day. It's in love. It's Kali on the day. The Mishnah has like this. A man is going to mikvah in the morning. A man is a balkari, and he has to go to the mikvah in order to be permitted to daven and to say Kriya Shema. So he's in the mikvah, and he sees that it's going to be zricha. And he wants to chapar on Krishna before zricha. What does he have to chapar on before Hanisa? What's the rush? But in my view, the Mishnah goes like a blazer sheet to the best of my Krishna. That if you don't say Krishna before Hanisa, Hanisa, you're not yet. Oh, you know, five times that. It's all like you have to be more shows by young. You have until after 9:30, whatever. But, l'chatzile, there's a mitzvah in Amukhva, but he can to recite Krishna before Hanisa Ham. So the person either holds like a blazer in Mishnah, or the Mishnah goes like Gosikin, he wants to chapar on Krishna before Hanisa Ham. If he sees that he has 10 minutes to go before Nesachama, let him get out of the mikvah, dry himself off, get dressed, put on his shoes, and put on his clothes, and then take Krishna, like I mentioned. And if he sees in the clock in the mikvah, it's only 2 minutes left to get there, and Nesachama is not going to be able to get dressed before, also Mishnah Breivik says in the Mishnah, he should recite Imam, and if it's not enough time, he's cast out of mind, he can learn to take Krishna when he's in the mikvah. Break the Gemara, why didn't the Gemara ask the Kasha, I, his Erba, is Mechusa? I can leave my rest, that's what most of the Rishonim assume, that's how the Mishnah Berurah passes. Most of the Rishonim assume that even if the water is clear water, that's how the Mishnah Berurah passes, that's how the Shachan is out, they all go like the sheep. Most of the folks can assume that even if the body is submerged under the water, and the water is clear water that you can see through, that's considered as if the air is Mechusa. Of course, if the person, let's say a man or a woman is walking around with a glass, with a transparent suit of clothing, so the fine, the Erba is Mechusa, but if people are looking at the person, then they can't say it's broken.
They can look.
So let's say I'm wearing transparent clothing. I'm wearing transparent clothing, so I'll look in a different direction. I won't look at the Erba. I'm not looking at anybody's Erba. My Erba is Mechusa, so I'm permitted to say it's broken. So that's how most of the Rishonim learn the Gemara. Frei Gemara Bahari, the Libra is the Erba. But there's no Hatzaka between the heart and the water. If it is, the Gemara answers, the Maya Achurim Shon, if it's dirty water. If it's dirty water, that solves the problem, even if it's clear water, that would solve the problem of that's how they assume that's from the very beginning. There was no. A Libra, that would be a problem if it's clear water. If it's dirty water, Maimachurim, the Domok Aris Nichto, the dirty water is considered as if it would be the thickness of the earth, Aris Nichto, Shalayura, Libra Yerba, so no, to solve the problem of Libra Aris Earth. So that's the shayla that this didn't apply to women as well. So let's say the woman is taken in the mikveh, but the Rishonim, most of the Rishonim assume that if the air was below the surface of the woman comes out of the mikveh, either before she's about to be taken or right after she was taken, she has the head above the water and the air was pushed in the water. So there's no problem with the air being the gula. She's not looking at the air, she's looking straight ahead. So she's not looking at any air. The shayla is, what about libra, right? Is the air? Do you require that it should be dirty water, or that she should separate, hold the hand tight over here, by the chest, below the heart, to solve the problem? So the Drisha writes that the Minigan Oshin in his days was, in the 1700s and the 1600s, that they never worried about liberating the Erba. And they said the prophet, when their body would be, the Erba would be covered over with the clean water. And it would have been
that the water was aligned just like my hand, the line was separating.
If the woman came so far out of the mix that her legs is above the water, and the Erba is below, so the Rishonim in the Shulchan Aruch, they said that would certainly solve the problem. There's no problem. But if the woman says the bracha when her head is above the water, and the lave and the Erba below the water, then it's a shayla of liberaita Erba, unless it's dirty water. But if it's clear water, it's a shayla of liberaita Erba. So the Drisha says that the women are doing wrong. The women are doing wrong that they recite a bracha, ala sila, violating the deal of liberaita Erba. And the Shach and the Taz both have a long arichas, and they say, and made them the Zim, the name of Zim, the name of Zir, saying that's what they write. And made them the Zir, like Hilo. Like Hilo said in the Imam Shach, and they didn't know if they're going to chef the Karm Tetzach, and I think they're going to use the Shabbos, how they're going to carry the night. And Hilo said, I don't know. And made them the Zim, the name of Zim, they'll figure it out. And then they figure it out, the Gemara said, they get the Haitha, and then Hilo said that Suga talking, that that was the right day. So that's what the Shach and the Taz both write. And made them the Zir, the name of Zir, saying, the summer, whatever they do is right. And what do they do? They hold, like it says in the Chabra, and he'll say, Kriya Shema. That the law of Libra is there, but doesn't apply to women. Only applies to men. But the Drisha quotes from the Shainim that it does apply to women.
So the shop in the town goes, say, he's right, it's an outlink, it's a reshining, and we don't cross like that. We cross so that it doesn't apply to us. But that's what they both say, the shop in the town say. If a woman wants to be Machmir, this lady should have said to worry about the Libra, if they have a problem, either she should separate, put her hand over here to separate between the lake and the Erva, or she should come up from the water so far that the lake should be above the water level, and the Erva should be below the water level. Or she should be in the dock to that thing, to a dirty mixer. She didn't knock down a dirty mixer. Any one of these dates is worth it. Okay.
When
let's say a Galician woman converts, so the din requires you have to have a dozen of three men. You can't have three men. You have to have a dozen of three men in the mikveh when the woman is covered. So how is she covered? But that's the answer, that the woman wears a robe and she's completely covered over, and it's a loose robe, so there's no shylock. No shadow. But yes, when there's no bed washing, so they don't need it. No. But strictly speaking, it's permissible to have chilas. If you wear loose the clothing, it's permissible to have chilas to be dressed tight over the clothes. Ereva Bashash is mostly shown out like this. If a, let's say a person is wearing clothing which is transparent, you can see through the clothes, the holes or whatever, or such a clothing that's transparent. Or there's a window and I see someone is undressed in the other one. So the Gemara has a nizak, Erva Bashash is a little because that's an Easter of Erva. So what happens if my Erva is covered with a transparent material, and I'm not looking at the Erva, I'm looking in a different direction. So my Erva is Mekusa, so that problem is gone. There's several problems in Erva. There's one thing, if my Erva is Mekusa, I'm not permitted to say Brachim, but I'm looking in another direction. And even if I'm fully dressed and someone else is undressed in front of me, I'm not permitted to say Brachim. If I see someone else's Erva, then there's another thing, I'm fully dressed, right, and someone is behind me, I don't see their body, but their Erva is touching some part of my body or another. Their Erva is touching my leg, my hand, whatever. So I'm forbidden to say Brachim. Then there's a fourth thing, I'm not permitted to say Brachim. I'm liberated at Erva. Liberated at Erva is only the Rabbah. Even if you also move on, it's the Rabbah. Okay. These are the let's see again the Gemara. Chof Dalet Amin Aleph towards the bottom. The Gemara says in the end of Masechet Ketubot by the Gemara of Ashkafta the Rebbe, and yet Yehuda HaNasi, the Rebbe passed away, the Gemara describes what happened the last day, how he was sick, and then he gave the tavor. He said, this son is a big Kamakachem, but I want the other son to become the Nasi. But the Rosh Hashiva should be Rachamim Bachamim, this one over here. Rachamim Bachamim apparently was the closest Talmud from the Talmidim of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who was always Mishamishim. So the Gemara quotes, might say Rabbi, Chanina was the one who says over, you know, in every generation, that great gedolim, everybody wants to know what Rabbi Soloveitchik knew about this, and how Rabbi Moshe Feinstein felt fear, and how Rabbi Yanki Kamenetsky say Amosi. And everybody says over, he once saw that it did like this, and said, this is your slave, and this is your slave, they don't know what they're talking about. So the Gemara says in the first Tereth Chulin, that they once said over that Rabbi Meir ate some vegetables in Beit Shan, and Rabbi Paskin based on that Beit Shan is good for it. Beit Shan is good for it. So the one that said over says, and I didn't say that he was not the Shumas and Nice, and not the Makshov, and not the people brought it, but they're right, that it's good for it, you don't have to be Makshov. The Gemara says, so maybe he did this, maybe he did that. So the Gemara says, Chazim and Gav Rabbi Hun Kamasa Alei. And so Rishua Ben Zor, the brother of Rabbi Meir, who is a Talmud Chacham, he understood the Maisha Shai, he understood what he was doing with Rabbi Meir. Somebody says, oh, I saw that Meir did something, so maybe he misunderstood the story. So that's what the Gemara is careful. Amar Chanina, Mira Isias Rebbe, I, Rav Chanina, Bar Chomo, was the one whom Rebbe singled out to become the Rosh Hashiva. He took over. He wasn't, he didn't take over the Nesias, but he became the Rosh Hashiva after him. He said, Yeshu Barash. Rebbe said, Chanina, Bar Chomo, Yeshu Barash. The Gemara quotes, Amira Isias Rebbe Shetolo Tfilo. I once saw that Rebbe, Rav Chanina, he had to go to the death, and he used to wear tefillin the whole day. So once he had to walk out for some purpose or another, and he took up the tefillin and he hung them on a hook on the wall, and the tefillin were hanging like that. Straight to the martyrs, but tell the whole story, so never get it mutter. He saw Rebbe do it, nice around, whatever he says, nice ashar, and Adam Gadol did it. Neither is mutter, straight to the martyrs, but it's against our lochet. We have a bright that says that if it be Zoy, not Zirin. Just like there's a thing you have to be mechabit, if you have to be mechabit, tefillin. You need to be mechabit, you're not allowed to take the tefillin into the Beit HaKidosh if he's done. You should take it in, it's a cover of tefillin, to be mechabit. Whatever the din requires to take it and not take it, all out, everything is based on the principle that the din is covered up.
If you hang it up properly, why is it destroyed?
It should sit. Rather than hang, suspend it on a hook, it should be sitting on a table. So that's what the Gemara of Takashi, you're not allowed to do that. It says in the Braita, it says a tefillah, one who hangs a tefillah on a hook.
Idlu lo chayav, his life should be shortened. Those she hamur is amru, those who used to dash in Ramazan from the Chumash used to say v'hayach chayecho. Kulim v'chav min eged, that his life will be shortened in the teichach of the yoynish is zek and eged zeh, zeh tayla tefillah. One who hangs his tefillah and one who suspends his tefillah on a hook. He will be punished, and he won't have an arichat yom, he won't have a kitzah yom. Yeah. So the Gemara asks, how can Rebbe be mevazeh the tefillah if you're not allowed to? So the Gemara must be a hachlam askin, it must be a special case. Loi kasha. There's no contradiction between Rebbe's practice and what it says in the Braita. Oh, there's two here. Oh, big pizza. It depends. If he hangs, let's say the tefillah shall rush. Won't the rush out of the tefillah? If he hangs up his circle, he hangs it up on a hook. And then the bias is hanging down on the bottom, suspended, and the thing that's on top is the kesher or some other part of the ritua. So that's a design for the bias. If the bias is hanging, the bias is suspended. Rashi came left and he has that pizza hook that's big enough, he puts the whole bias. The hook speaks as the bias all rushes like that. And the ritua hangs. So these marks of the ritua is this gefil. That's the first answer. He bias is saying that if you want, you can say a different chilek, and that's how we pass in. Rosh the ritua, Rosh makes pizza, also. It's prohibited to hang it whether this way or that way, even to hang the bias on the hook and to have the ritua hang, that is also not proper. Aye, but what did Rebbe do? This is all the Rebbe, he kissed the Tola. He rolled up the tefillin, he put it in the tefillin zekel, and he had the tefillin zekel to hang it. So that's what the Rabbi Chaim Bachama says is permissible. Big Markash is the look at it. He rolled up the tefillin, put it in the tefillin zekel, and the tefillin zekel didn't hang it. So my Kamashwala, tell me about my Sarah, a Chiddush. Greg, the Gemara, Yachim, my name, so there's no Chiddush, his mom is Pshita, everything more than that. Mao, the time I would have thought, the boy, I'm not far from Sefer Torah. Let's see, you have a Sefer Torah that's wrapped up, and you tie the Sefer Torah onto strings, and the strings are suspended on a hook. So that is not permissible. By the Sefer Torah, the whole thing of Kovod HaTfilin is learned out from the Torah that requires Kovod of the Sefer Torah. You start with speaking in Jerusalem, the Rambam says that what's the marker of the din that you have to be in the Kovod of the Sefer Torah? So the Gemara has one marker in that it says that you have to stand up in a Kamachach and come by. The Gemara says the Kalvachim, you have to stand up and come in a Kalvachim. They're on the Yifanel HaKoshim, you certainly have to stand up when they carry the Sefer Torah by, but that's the marker of Kovod HaTorah. And other Rishonim, some Rishonim claim that there's a spirit, there's another Gemara that says Fakir. The Gemara says about how foolish the Babylonians were, Kama Bavloi Tipshoi, how foolish the Babylonians were, that they would only stand up when they would carry the Sefer Torah, and they wouldn't stand up for Kama Chacham. So why are they so foolish? It makes sense. I mean, they're foolish that they don't observe what the din HaTorah, but foolish means they do something connected on Torah. Why is it connected on Torah? So the Gemara says, because the Talmid HaKamim are on a higher level than the Torah. And the Torah says, Avon Yatken, when you give 40 times Malkus, the Talmid HaKamim have a shlita over the Torah, and they say you only give 39 times Malkus. So the Gemara seems to be implying that the Talmid HaKamim, the obligation to stand up in the Talmid HaKamim is greater than the obligation to stand up in the Torah. So if it's greater, how can the Gemara say that it's a Kavachayna? How can the other Gemara condition, in a series of the Gemara condition, the Gemara Matir? The Gemara condition says, how do you know you have to stand up when you carry Sefer Torah? So the Gemara says, well, it's a Kavachayna. If you have to stand up at Kamachachachim, you certainly have to stand up for the Sefer Torah. Why is it a Kavachayna? The Gemara Matir says, Fakir, the standing up at the Kamachachachim is a strong achieve for standing up for the Sefer Torah. So some Rishonim and Achrayim and Yashiv, the Rishonim and Achrayim is the Kasher, okay, sure, there is four and others here. So some Am Yashiv, and others say, no, it's a Machloikis. So the Shail is, if you should hold it to Machloikis, so then where is the marker that you have to be mechaber the Sefer Torah? It just says in the Torah you have to be mechaber the Talmud Chacham. If they say the Talmud Chacham, there's a marker you have to be mechaber the Talmud Chacham.
But there is in the Kiddushin where it says you have to be mechaber the Talmud Chacham. It's not saying you don't have to be mechaber the Talmud Chacham. It's saying that they're not mechaber the Talmud Chacham. That's where they make the mistake. To be mechaber the Sefer Torah, you definitely have to do it. But that they do not, they're not mechaber the Talmud Chacham. That's where they make the mistake. But actually the din is, but the Sefer, they may agree that the Sefer Torah requires the same type of covenant.
Yeah, but the Shah, how do you know? How do you know that that's
but
so?
The
Gemara in
Kiddushin,
the Gemara in Kiddushin says, if you have to stand up to the Talmud Chacham because of the fact that you certainly have to stand up to the Sefer Torah. The simple reading of the Gemara is that the Chiyah, the Makabe the Torah, is a Kavachayim from the Chiyah, the Makabe the Talmud Chacham. And the other Gemara Makkah sounds like it contradicts because the Talmud Chacham is greater. The others say it's not true. Other Rishonim and Achrayim say Yeshua and some Rishonim and Achrayim say it's not true. The Gemara just needs to say like this. Kalabat loy tipshoy that they stand up when they walk with the Sefer Torah, but they don't stand up when they walk when the Talmud Chacham walks in. And the whole marker of standing up to the Sefer Torah is the Talmud Chacham, and they don't observe the din was a shtey, they only observe the din was an unzalem with a Kalabat. That's why it's tipshoy. That's how some Rishonim and Achareinim say that. If Tikshori, they observed the din that's only known through the Torah Shabbat Peh with the Kal V'Chaimer from the Pasuk, and the Pasuk itself on which the Kal V'Chaimer is based, they don't observe. That's what they say. Some Rishonim and Achareinim hold about no stira. That's what you're saying. There's no stira between the two Gemara. But others hold that there is a stira, that it's a machleishes. There's some Tanayim and Amorayim hold that Kovet Tamid HaChachamim is a Tikkun din. It's Kovet Yirei Shemayim. It's Kovet Shemayim Mitzvahs. It's not out of Kovet of the Torah. So how do you know that there is a din of Kovet of the state of Torah? So he said the Rambam and Hilchos Shem Torah quotes a different marker. He doesn't quote that marker. He says the halacha that requires you have to have an Aron Kodesh, it's not because that's one of the pieces of Torah through the Beis HaMikdash. In the Bais Sheni there was no Aron Kodesh. They didn't have the Aron Kodesh. The din of Aron Kodesh is to be mechavet the Luchos and be mechavet the state of Torah. So he says based on that, and he says not that the Luchos only have a Teres HaDibris Mitzvah, he says the Torah has a Teres HaDibris plus more, Abad and Abad, you have to be Mechabit. So the Rambam says a different marker. Whatever it is, you know, there is a din, you have to be Mechabit to take a Torah. Either it's a Kalachimah from the Talmud Chacham, or it's based on the din of Oros. We know there's a din, you have to be Mechabit Tefillin as well, because the Tefillin has a few parshas. Has four parshas. The Torah has all the four parshas of Tefillin, plus many, many more parshas. Tefillin has fewer parshas. So that's what the Gemara says over here, that the din of Kavod Tefillin is less than the requirements from Kavod HaSefer Torah. Let's say the minig is that if they drop the Sefer Torah, then everybody fits. You drop your tefillin, it's only that person who dropped the tefillin. You don't have everybody in the whole shul care. Or let's say if the tefillin were in the tefillin's back when you drop them, then the minig is that you don't care. Only if you dropped the tefillin, they were not in the tefillin's back. What if you dropped the tefillin and it was in a box? Let's say when there's a box, that's why you say the minig is that you do care. Even if the tefillin is in a box, because the chiyuv covered up tefillin is more common than the chiyuv covered up tefillin, because they have many more parshiyas. So that's what the Gemara says too. Ma would detain, I would have thought, even if the tefillin is in a tefillin's back, and you're spending the tefillin's back on a hook. So that has, a hook and hang it on a hook on the wall. Now the payment to boy halachic is they tell you not allowed to hang. You're not allowed to suspend it even if it's in the back and you have it hanging on a hook. So I might have thought that the same is true regarding to Kamash Lov, that's what Rav Chanina did himself. I might say, maybe that he committed, he did it. You see that's Musa. That the Chiyuv covered up Tilin is on a lower level and the Chiyuv covered says it's hurt. And to hang it when it's in a Tilin's vehicle is certainly committed. Then he tells another maestro about davening. Totally unrelated. It's unrelated to this, but it has to do. It's a maestro Rav de Rav Chanina. Bach Homer, that's therefore he taught by Rebbe. The Yom Rav Chanina. Another thing, on the Evening Seas Rebbe, that in the middle of Shemana Esrei, Rashi says he once felt in the middle of Shemana Esrei. Ufiyeh, he once yawned. He was once yawning in the middle of Shemana Esrei. In the Satish, he once sneezed in the middle of Shemana Esrei. The Rock, and he once spit in the middle of Shemana Esrei. From the Maestro, the big guy. Middle of Shmanesh, the Mashmish, Alani Shmanesh. Doesn't mean at all. Yeah. In the course of many, many years, the different things. Well, the Mashmish, the Digda Balohai Mistate. What does this mean? So Rashi intentions have two short meaning. Rashi says, the Mashmish, the Digda is up Rashi on the top line, Lahavir Hakino, or Ktosa. The middle of Shmanesh, he felt sometimes that there was a bug that was biting him, that he would rub his leg in order to get rid of the bug that it shouldn't bite. Avalohai Mishatik, what is the next line in the Imam Meen? So Rashi says, if the Talis is not Lotam Misuk, Shul is Palos, the Talis is pulled off in the middle of the Tavani, the Rebbe would not lean down and pick up the Talis, that's in the middle of Shul Nesvei, that would already be considered a Hesed. Lohai Nark, when the Tavis, Shul Lohai Hesed, to pick up the Talis on the floor, that would constitute a Hesed. The point that Rashi learns, each one of these is a separate, like a semicolon. Tiek is one line, he once belched in the middle of Shul Nesvei. Tiek, he yawned. The Tatish, you see, look, everyone is separate. Mashmish, the Bita is semicolon. Avalai Mishatish is the Bita, a separate sentence. Each one is separate. The Shaiva is, one Shem Mashmish, Avol, Lohoya Mishatish. What's Avol? It's a totally unrelated. And before everything is separate,
you see, autonomous, what's made in that sentence. Tatish is voluntary.
Yeah, the Gemara is going to answer that. The Gemara is going to explain that. The Taisus quotes the Pirish from Rabbein Hanan that the last two are one sentence. The Mashmish particularly means like this. If a person is in the middle of Rebbe, in the middle of Shemana Esrei, and he feels that his talus is falling down, he's permitted to grab hold of it that it shouldn't fall down to prevent it from falling down. But let's say the talus already did fall down, but to pick it up, in order to let it to pick it up, put it on the shoulders, that's not right. To hold on to it, to prevent it from falling, that's a mighty kodah, so that does not constitute a head. Rabbein Hanan Pirish, that's the top Taisus on the third line. The Rachman shouts out and Rashi Bechodin will say the last two things on the top line are connected to Pirish. The Mashmish with Big Tikin, he was Mishak in the Talus in the middle of the Mashmish, Shalom Yipom Neal Roshoy. He thought the Talus was about to fall off from on top of his head, he would grab hold of it. Avalon Yipom Neal Roshoy, even if it didn't fall on the floor. If the talus fell down from his head, he wouldn't pick it up to put it back on top. A person has a talus folded over on the two shoulders, and then the talus falls down a little bit. So the tashbis and the tashbis is just like you're not allowed to put it over your head if it falls down in the rich matter. You shouldn't be permitted to pick it up to put it on your shoulders. You should hold on to it that the rest of the talus shouldn't fall off. You should hold on to the matter shouldn't fall off. But you shouldn't be mistaken it to put it back to the state where it was before.
Make another brochman.
If it falls down completely, it's on the Shulchan Aruch, it says yes, they are the broker. We mentioned that Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has a chiddush, if his mana is there, you don't have it all. Because since people put on the talis only the shas and bach, so they have in mind that the broker, that the same beginning should cover the whole man of people. One of the rabbanim in Yerushalayim had this chiddush, and he asked Shlomo Zalman, and he was masking it. He writes in a paper that he was masking, that he thinks that his mom is there, that didn't have one. Then the writes, and then the memory continues of Chanina says when he would belch, when he would yawn, he would cover his mouth out of derechers, shum is fayeg. Or in a yech, yawn, the welcome table, cover his mouth out of derechers, like we do today. So the Gemara quotes this mitzvah, so take Markashe, bite him, when Chanina Bachon is telling over, mitzvah, and Rav, and Rebbe, is against the law, and makes maybe have a brighter, that this like that. But the person first starts off with other issues. How much shmiya kolo b'tzvilos, he's supposed to daven alachas. What if a person davens out loud? I raise the mixtari amun. It's a demonstration that his amun is shah. Is this that Rebbeinu Shalom is not unable to hear the prayers that you say softly. You have to say it out loud. Rebbeinu Shalom should hear. This is going to tell a story about the Rebbe Rav Yenish and Abishis, that the Galach, he used to always have debates with the Galach and conversations with the local Galach. They say that the Galach once had a timer. One had three tainus against the evening. One of the tainus was why by the guy when they pray, they pray very softly in church. And by the Jews, they're always screaming. They're always screaming out loud. So that's the second tainus. And the third tainus was why by a Levite. The Jews are always screaming by funerals and by the guy, it's very misunderstood. They said about the Jews, about davening out loud and softly. They said, your God is a young chutzpah. He's only 1,600 years old, 1,700 years old, so he's not hard of hearing. So he can speak softly. Our God is an old God. He's 5,000 years old, so we have to scream. He's hard of hearing. And that's the second time he also had some kind of a humorous answer for. And then the third time about the funeral, it happened by the evening, they scream. He says, that time you're absolutely right. I'd rather attend 1,000 ways of funeral than attend a much nice. He is not sensitive. But the Gemara says that it's not proper. That's a lot of work. By Kriyashma and by Drichas Amir, all brachas, everything really has to be Mashmiel the Oz, no? The Diyad, if you're not Mashmiel the Oz, the Yosef. By Davin Ishmanet, there's a lot of work. Yeah, by Davin Ishmanet, there's a lot of work in Yuman, like you said from the day, whether there is a Din Lechatzila that you have to be Mashmiel the Oz, no? Or it's not even necessary in Lechatzila. Because the Gemara says, we discussed, the Gemara says, if we find the bomb, we'll let it be more. The Talmud Shalom say what it means is, the Dibarsha Baum, the Lord of Tzilah by Kriya Shema, the Dibarsha Baum, you need a full minute of Ibur, the Chatkila Ashi Ashmili, or not? The Lord of Tzilah by Tzilah, don't even need the Chatkila Ashi Ashmili, or not? Another Shalom say that the Gemara means totally a different way. The Lord of Shalom say the Gemara didn't say that, the Gemara doesn't mean that, they hold that the Pai Tzilah, you do need the Chatkila Ashmili, or not? You should daven loud enough, somehow you daven loud enough that you should hear. But the davening is so loud that other people can hear, that's already more than is required, so that's not proper. If you're not allowed to learn from the different times,
the Guru didn't come because they have Buddha's prayer. The Guru came by Lidzak under the Shem. So if you daven by Lidzak under the Shem, how did that, they could have talked in quite a little different.
A person is soft. It doesn't mean you have to scream out loud. You can cry softly and be with Bible softly. It's also called soft. It's also, look, a person cries and he says, feel it. Doesn't have to scream. That's also called Anita. Doesn't have to be screaming, so he must have forget. It's not soft. I'm actually a code. This is how the person comes out loud because he thinks. He must have to be fair. If he davened out loud because he can't be mechavin and it helps him to be more kavanah, then he must have mutter. Unless the davening and shulim is going to stay the whole level, then the Gemara says not allowed. Unless that person davens privately. If he davens out loud because he thinks the Rebbeinu Shalom may not hear him unless he davens out loud, he says, I'm not. The reason is Tani Amoni, he has a lack of a mutter. The Rebbeinu Shalom can hear even if he davens softly. But Hamakdiya Kolo, if he was, if he screams out loud, says, Mamish and Nimigah when he's on, Harez Emin of Yeh HaShekher, because the Rashi quotes the Tzukim, and Melachim Allah say, that the goyim, the other way to it, used to scream. Used to be makmir, makmir kol.
You say that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, when it came to Tzvila by the Tzvila, that's the Matzvila Tzvila.
Yitzhak, he had a twin, but he was a father, and so much noise.
That was their practice. They said, well, she taught steps, scream all you want, pray all you want, it's not going to help. And the practice starts off with other issues that are not Megetta, against the Dina Machilk. And then it continues with Arion. And the guy from the Fayek, if a person yawns or if a person belches in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, Harei Tani Gase Haruah. This is highly improper. It's not permissible to do that. A Masatish B'tzilot as a person sneezes in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei is a sin in Ra'lo. It's a very bad sin offense.
Oh, no.
The Yeshayim and others say, yeah, we'll still get in a minute. The Yeshayim and other version is not only is it a sin in Ra, it's a sin in Nikash U'machur. It's a sin in that they hold that he's a despicable individual. Harach B'tzilot as a person sneezes in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. All the things that Rebbe did. He tells, and he sleeps, and he yawns, and he spits, exactly all the things that Rachamim says are very good. There's a fairy tale, it's all improper. I'll rock this philosopher, he'll rock this man Mela. He's telling to the Baruch Hu, what is he spitting in the middle? It's highly improper. So the Gemara says, it's a four-way steer, and the belching, and the sneezing, and the yawning, and the spitting. So the Gemara, Bishlein, and the guy from the pipe, like Kasha, that's what you said before. Bishlein, regarding the belching, and regarding the yawning, calmly on to calmly on to it depends. If the person can control it and he doesn't care, but that's improper. That's what the Brisa says, I raise him to look. And the Brisa showed that Rebbe was, he said he couldn't control it, happened myself. So what's the Micah Mashman of Rachamina? So that's exactly what it's telling us, that if it's on the other side, it's not a sinner. The Haraya is that he was once watching the Tzaddik, the Gadol HaDor of Yudah Nasi, and he belched and he yawned in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and vomited and just covered his mouth. And it's nothing improper. There's nothing embarrassing about it. So this line with those two doesn't is kinkash. El misatish am misatish kasha, but sneezing is always kasha, so sneezing is also involuntary. So how are you going to say a teret? So the Gemara, misatish am misatish nami lo kasha, the two kinds of sneezing, kamala maila, kamala mata, depends on the sneezing for the nose. If he's sneezing on the bottom of the body, if he's sneezing by the nose, so that's what the mitzvah shalom was with Rebbe, that it's not a sin and ron, it's not mechur, it's a garnish. If he happens to sneeze, so go. Nothing wrong. How do Rabbi did more taste than a sin of Yosef? If he sneezes in the middle of Davin, it's a sin of Yosef. Mashenikain, if Reach comes out from the bottom of his body, Taka Leonsoi, he may see us Leonsoi Taka, but that's a sin of Ra. Either it's a sin of Ra or it's worse.
Why do you use the Lashon Taka Melchia? They're not using it Lashon.
The Lashon Melchia? They're saying
Melchia.
Yeah. So euphemism. So the Gemara says, the terrorists did a steer by the Tatish, is like Kashi Kamilamaylo, Kamilamato. The Omar, Rebbe Zeira, Zeira, that failed by my Tom, he'll say, Ipo, Yali, Bei Rav Hamnune. When I learned in Rav Hamnune's yeshiva, we had this Shaila, and I was told the answer is, Ki Lali, and this word is Shokol, that's Li, Ki Lali, Ki Kuli Talmudori. This is a Chashuv, as far as I'm concerned, family, this Shaila came up with him a lot, so he was nervous about this. When they told me the answer to this Shaila, this is equal to him to all of the rest of learning that he did in Rav Hanuna's yeshiva. Namely, they heard the following memory. On the Tatish, the Tiosis person sneezes from the nose. In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, not only is it not Mechur, it's not Meguna, it's not Shomerah, it's Hadarav, it's a sin in Yofa Lo. Why is it sin in Yofa? Because we assume that the sneezing from the nose relieves the person from whatever itching nose that he happens to have. So since it brings us that relief, so that's a simen that Kishen Shahzimah Nahashuach Mamata, just like Oilam Azeh, he has relief from his sinus condition or whatever, from his nose, Kach, his prayers will be answered from heaven.
That's why I'm saying like for you.
Yeah? We try to have it over here. The Medr says that years ago, in the days of Bereshit, a person, no one got sick, a person would just sneeze and then they would die. But then, later the Baruch Hu changed the Teva that people would sneeze and it wouldn't be Hachana to die. To cause them to sneeze. To give the relief. Okay.
Yeah, but why the release from the
giant
is not the
That's Mechor. That's a sin in Ramo. Yeah, and that's already a double Mechor. That should have to happen in the middle of Shemoneh. If he has to be Messiah. Yeah, it's Mishnah. There is involuntary. So should have to sin and then come to have it happen in the middle of Shemoneh. And then the boy's going to say, what should he do? If he has to be Messiah in the middle of Shemoneh, there's a special tchina that he should say. So we've identified three out of the four. The yawning with the belching, it depends whether it's voluntary or involuntary. And as far as the sneezing, it's in conjunction with different sneezing. Whether it's sneezing from the nose or sneezing from the mouth. Now the rock and rock, Kasha, what's the story with the spitting? It might depend whether he does another because of the confession. Let's say his mouth is full of saliva and it's uncomfortable to speak. He can't do it. it's permissible to be rough, but you have to do it in a derech eretz yikatash. Rak nami lakash, the character of the fourth theory is, actually, Rav Yehuda, you should do it in a derech eretz yikatash. No, Rav Yehuda, how young is the tefillah? For the person in the middle of Shema Esrim, and his davening lo yirai, he has so much saliva in his mouth that it's hard to daven. He wants to get rid of the rope. The mavliyah of the talisa. Take a second. And if he has a handkerchief in the body, better. He doesn't have a handkerchief, so he's not really at the talis. But if he has a fancy suit, he's not going to fit into the suit. In talis nahu, he's not really on a different beggar that he's made. Not far kisusa. A shirt, whatever, a coat, an article, or handkerchief, whatever, some other beggar. Rabbeinu HaBikoy HaKoy, the one tells us about my son. He was dominating behind Rabashi, and his dominant boy was. And he had a mouthful of saliva, and he wanted to get it out of his mouth without swallowing it in order to continue to daven Shemoneh Esrei. Baski Nachur, so what he did was, he was facing, this is what was his domination, he was facing Lyra. He lived in bubbles, so he was facing Earth, so he was facing Lyra. So instead of continuing to daven like this, and sitting out on the floor, so he turned behind him, and he stood on the floor behind him, not facing the Shemoneh, facing the Shemoneh, facing Lyra. So he said, Baski Nachur, Amalei. The Ravashi guest Ravina, the son of my father, Rav Yehuda, Rav Leah Bafar Kesuso. The best thing is he should sit into a beggar, this beggar, that beggar, the other beggar. So he says, "I'm like, I'm in a bad toy." He says, "I'll be annoyed, but I'll fit it in my shirt, in my tie, in my talis, in my jacket, in my coat, whatever beggar he'll be Rav Leah into." And he didn't have a handkerchief to sit into. They said he had no prayers. He had no prayers. It's also mostly every kid.
Yeah,
dirt floors
and things like that, right?
Otherwise, yeah. Otherwise, it's beneath the design based on messages and sit on the floor. Mm-hmm. So the gift of the upshot of the Gemara is. Where the rope, Loruk is Mutah in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, not depends. If you do it in a B'kovah Dikoraisen, that there's no B'zorik in the Shechina, there's no B'zorik in the Beit HaKnesses, right, so then it's Mutah, then there's no B'zorik.
You can touch
it all. Why didn't you just interrupt them? Did they walk back and finish the Shemoneh?
Okay, if he has no prayer, we'll have to do that also. Let's say Dayat. So we have Rosh on the floor, so by us, the Mishnah Berurah says that the council should be designed to use Beit HaKnesses to sit on the floor. You must do whatever you're not allowed to do, whatever is not our character to do. And because if you allow the person home, you're not allowed to do the shul. So by us, we would never sit on the floor if you go visit someone else. So it's not permissible to sit on the floor in the Beit HaKnesses either. So by us, that option is out. But if Mishnah Berurah needed that, what is going to sit on his jacket and his tie and his shirt? Everything is unneeded, I say. We wouldn't go for that. But if he has nothing to sit into, so he should walk away, get a tissue, whatever, get to something. It's then walk back.
What does the person do at that point, though? Do you just start, let's say, Mubarak Hashem, just say the end of the bracha, and then walk away and then continue?
And then he comes back and he finishes Shema Esrei, where he left off. If he has no beira, usually it's not proper to walk in the middle of Shema Esrei, he's supposed to stand on one side. But if he has to walk away in order to look up a shayla, let's say, he doesn't have a siddur, he forgot where he's holding or something. He's permitted to walk to the bookcase to get a siddur. As a shayla davening, if he got talamata or something, he wants to get a shulchanar, he wants to get a chayyot. So the shulchanar says, he's permitted to walk to the bookcase in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei in order to look up the din.
Does he have to finish the bracha or can he do the benzah bracha?
He can do the shayla benzah bracha. If he feels he doesn't want to continue davening, benzah bracha is also mincha. Once a boy was davening Shemoneh Esrei in the Beit Medrash, he's davening mincha. Yeah. But yes, the Shalom in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, because he forgot something. But yes, the Shalom in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, it's like Talmud Din is this. He starts to think of this. It's like Talmud Din says you're allowed to ask, but it doesn't say you're allowed to think of it. In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. The next part we learned today, let's just finish. Amashmiya called the Tzilot, and raised the Mitzvah Amorah. The Din is that you have to daven the Lachad, and it's not proper to daven in a loud voice, and certainly it's highly improper to daven in a very loud voice. But even a loud voice is not allowed. Amar Avuna, in the second white line, he says, Rosh Hanu Elawendi says that it's not permissible, it's not proper. That it's improper to daven in a loud voice, and Moshiach Elachav in a sleep of Elachash. If you daven softly, you'll have the proper cover. Avlam, any of Elachav in a sleep of Elachash, wonderful daven Elachash, won't be able to make a cover, and he wants to daven the cult, the Mora Kavona, then the dinner is there to smooth the Abba Hashem. All right, so you can say loud, but you shouldn't scream, you shouldn't leave my vehicle, that's ready, many governors are. And Hanu, meaning this Halacha that you're allowed to say, a little difficult rum is only the yach, he's davening the yachid. Abu Batiba, but he's davening shul, but he's davening shul, he'll say today began to him. Igmar says in the end of Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, yeah, Igmar says that everybody davening that rum. So we're not worried about the today rum.
Everybody.
Yeah. Special dinner too?
Yeah,
that's a mitzvah, whenever there's a mitzvah amira, a mitzvah kriya, so the hachilah derives and we require much more yalko.
That's the Mishnah Berurah, what's the Machlokes HaMishnah, but that's the right to the Rabbanan HaMishnah, hold that the Shema, 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 the And if you only have the mouth without the ears, then it's an incomplete Dibur. We usually think that Dibur is the mouth, but the Gemara says no. Dibur, Kala Pasuk does not have that. But the Dibur, the Shnei Gut, requires the ears also. Yeah, yeah. So those who shine them hold that you don't even need to look at Tila, but they hold that it's Tila Bullet. I'll tell you the Shibullah. In this week's 7 Pasuk Yisra, the Chumash describes Maimon HaTzina. One of the Pesukim introduces the very beginning of Revi, Bachodesh HaShlishi, the Tzeg B'nei Tzom Yatsam, Bayayim HaZeh, Bo Midbar Sinan. The Rashi quotes in the Medesh, why does it say Bayayim HaZeh? It's Mon Shabbos. Why does it say Bayayim HaZeh? It should say Bayayim HaHu? Not on his day, on that day they came to Midbar Sinan. The Rashi quotes in the Gemara that Bechol Yom Yom Yiu Beinecha Kechadoshim. Bayayim HaZeh, you should have this even in the day if the Kabbalah HaTzer was today. What exactly does that mean that the Kabbalah HaTzer was today? So the Shem Shmuel, from the Abnei Neidah's son, Sachat Shem Rebbe has an interesting letter here. There is a Gemara, the end of Sukkot, he had a Kabbalah from his father, so now the name is trying to explain Drush of Pi Halacha. Interesting, it's a different style of Drush. But the Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Kook has an essay about that, that one should always try to interpret the narrative based on Halacha, but they say that Rav Kook, you never find it by Rav Kook so much, you find out that Rav Soloveitchik succeeded very much in that. The last thing he does is to explain Machshava and Drush based on Halacha, based on the same Halacha. But the Abinei also has a lot of that. He explains Machshava and Jewish based on, sometimes based on Kabbalah, a lot of times based on Halacha. So he has over here that there is, this is Shem Shmuel though, this is not by the father. So Shem Shmuel a lot of times quotes his father. And Halacha has this, but here's his own thing. So he has, the Gemara has in the end of Sukkah, Machloikis Amaroim, when you say Bracha, the first night of Sukkah is Leshiv HaSukkah, and then the next morning, you go to sleep in the Sukkah, and the next morning you go to Shul. When you come home from Shul, you make anything, you say again, Leishiv HaSukkah. But they say, once you say the bracha the first night, then you make it for all the 7 days of Sukkah. So the Gemara says, by Lulav, also Machlokes, by Lulav, the Gemara says, we fast for sure, that you say bracha every day, obviously, with Shul, because Nitzviki Leil was the young. Because Nitzviki Leil was the young, only five by young, that was five by Leil. There was a Chiv on the first day, Chiv on the second day, Chiv on the third day, every day is a separate Chiv. The bench has to get it into separate Chiv. They say bracha every day, Lulav called Shiva. I'm not only watching, you don't say bracha every day on Lulav because it's only the Rabbanim, only the first day. Right, it's a different time. We probably do say bracha on the Rabbanim. You say bracha when you're making the Gimli, you say bracha when you're sending on Chanukah. The Gemara says, say bracha every day of Sukkot on the Lulav as well. But on the Sukkot, the Gemara says, Lo Nitziki Leilus Miyamim, it's one long chiyuch of 7 days to sit in Sukkot, so why should you say so many brachas? Why should you say 7 or 14 or 21 brachas on Lishad of Sukkot? It's one mitzvah. One mitzvah. But that's why it's a Machlokes HaMaharal. So we pass him, even though it's one mitzvah, but still, if you had a hafsok and mitzvah, now you're doing a new mitzvah mitzvah, then you require another bracha. But there's one opinion in the Gemara, that since it's one mitzvah, you can learn yamin, even though you had a hafsok and it's another mitzvah mitzvah now, but still, you don't require another bracha. So what's the Talmud say? A boy becomes one mitzvah. And he says, Bichas HaTayot, the first day. Or the way the Beis HaLevi says that he says, when he died with Myra, the night that he became Shah Mitzvah, so he says, Abba. So when he says Abba, he gets to Bichas HaTayot. When his mother says, he can say Abba in the morning, he gets to say, the night he says, Abba, so he gets to Bichas HaTayot. So once he says Bichas HaTayot the first day, and he agrees to learn Tayra, long as he can learn the Yom Hajis by Yom Allah, he agrees to learn by Yom Allah, if he stays there, great. But is there an opinion? Is there any sheep in the world at all? And he said one drop of the day, he said, Bechas HaTayot the day, he became Bar Mitzvah, and he ate it for the rest of your life. Now, Tisha B'Av, there's a chiyuv to learn, not to learn, to learn those things that you're allowed to, but some of my friends say you're chiyuv to learn by Hasmat and Merubah and Tisha B'Av, there's like, don't some of it. You're restricted, you can't learn Mashalib B'Chav, but you have to learn that. You put in a straight jacket, you have to learn the Tavelis, the Tisha B'Av, the Tisha B'Av, you have to learn that. And that's the Shaila, is there a sheep in the world who holds like that? That you say you become Bar Mitzvah, you say Bechas HaTayot? So the Shem Shmuel quotes, of course not. The Gemara says that everybody was wondering what was the cause of the Churban Bayis Sheni. The Churban Bayis Rishon was, we understand that we're involved in Avodah Zarah during the Shukkot Zamen. But everybody was wondering, at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni, what was the cause of the Churban HaMikdash? But in all different places, there's different suggestions. One suggestion is in Asinah, another suggestion. And one Gemara says, I shall have Bichah Batayot Tzidah, because they didn't say Bichah Batayot. So what does it mean, I shall have Bichah Batayot Tzidah? Are you talking? So the Shemesh Shmuel has a line for it. He says, that's what it means. But they said the bracha when they were about mitzvah. And that's it. And you yoytze. And you yoytze. And you yoytze. And the one mitzvah, one bracha, because they held like that opinion. The Ritz said, "Well, five people need tomorrow in the end of Sukkot." They say the bracha leishim by Sukkot the first night, and it goes for 7 days. And when it comes next Sukkot, of course, you say another bracha that's an ulchias. But Zichus Atzeret is also chias. Once you bar mitzvah, so you will chias l'yam avot. So that you die, you chias about Atzeret. So you take one Zichus Atzeret, you know. So how come nobody holds like that? Clearly, nobody holds like that. Like, look, I should agree about those chias. More condemned than that they were wrong. So the answer is, by your imagine, every day there's a new stickle
tyrant.
Yes, the Rebbeinu Shlomo would have given Kol HaTorah Kulo at Har Sinai, and then he said, you're mechuyev to learn. For everyone who's bar mitzvah, mechuyev to learn the Torah, and lo mistikei leilus miyame, it's a hemshich, everything. So there would be one sheikh, because we wouldn't pass like that sheikh anyway. So we pass the sukkah called, when you're not sure, because the sheikh come back and turn on the Torah, you're not the hemshich on the same sheikh, even on the same day. When you're going from one day to the next, you can say that you have sukkahs as a set of positions. So even on the same day, you walk out, you come back in and say another bracha. But at least there should have been a sheet in the Gemara, the one holds that the 7 days of sukkahs, you don't say another bracha. There should have been such a sheet by Talmud Torah. There isn't even such a sheet in one. If the Rebbeinu Shlomo would have given Kala Torah Kula at Har Sinai, and said, oh, Lord, I'm going to have to learn, then you haven't read it. The whole chiyuv is there, and it's just nushah. The answer is, every day the Rebbeinu Shlomo is giving a continuation of Matan Torah. There's a nushnikal Torah today that he never gave yesterday. So the chiyuv to learn today's Torah, the chiyuv to learn today's Torah didn't exist yesterday. The nushnikal Torah didn't exist yesterday. That's how Rashi writes. Rashi quotes a medrash in the beginning of Kohelet. But the pasuk says, Mashehoya Barnashe, how does the pasuk read? The very beginning. Everything goes on, everything is a hemshchik. That's the test, the very beginning of thought. Masha ha-yehusha yiyah, masha na-yehusha yiyotah, b'yim kol chodesh tachas ha-shomish. The Rashi talks in the Medrash, tachas ha-shomish. Now, the Ma'alim and ha-shemish, the Erlem ha-terah, it is chodesh. What do you mean? Tachas ha-shomish is nothing new. The Rosh Hashanah created the world, and Sheish is made gracious, and all the rules that have out there, all of chemistry and physics and astronomy and mathematics, everything was there. You keep on discovering more things, you keep on making new applications. We make new computers, we make new medical techniques in treating diseases and so on. But everything was there in the Bria from Shesus Negration. But Lamayla ben Hashemish, Lamayla Matarah, the Schidish Mamish, the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't give the whole Torah HaSinai. The Pasuk says in Glass Kanan, also describing Mamish HaSinai, that the voice of the Rebbeinu Shalom was so powerful, Kol Gadol Velo Yotzof, the Rashi had two pshatim. One, the second Mishat Rashi, Velo Yotzof, the Rebbeinu Shalom never, ever again gave such a spectacular, he never repeated such a spectacle like Mamish HaSinai. It was never repeated. And the first Mishat Rashi, that was Kol Gadol Velo Yotzof, Velo Yotzof. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave the Matan Torah, and he continues to give the Matan Torah Yom Vav. What do you mean he continues to give? Because B'chol Yom, not only we obey Nechat HaKadoshim, the Rebbeinu Shalom keeps on giving new Torah in every generation and every day. And not only what, let's say, Moshe Feinstein comes up with a Chiddush, or a Soletik, whatever, the Gedolei HaDor, the Peshu, or whatever, the Limitumen to come up with a Chiddush, and it could well be that Chiddush was never said by anybody before. And then Yachrayim Hall, let's say, Adam HaGadol comes up with a Chiddush, and it didn't arise. Many have heard that that din only applies in Kana Lahabo. It doesn't even apply. It's not that they have now discovered the glory of Muslim affairs, that was always the din from the days of Lanzi. No. When you discover some new Einstein in astronomy or in physics or in chemistry, we assume that that's the way it always was from Shesh's migration. It's not that it happened in Kana Lahabo. And in Torah, it's not so. A group of Ashrayim says, you know, of course, a lot of our time in the saying, if let's say a Chochm is Mechadish that a certain marriage is prohibited and it's terrible. And until his time, it was assumed that it wasn't terrible, and he comes up with a Chiddush that it's terrible. So all the children who were born before will not be Ramzeirin, even though they're still around. At the time that that child was born, he wasn't a Ramzi. He doesn't become a Ramzi at the age. It's like a new Matan Torah. So lo mekoyi, not only do we assume that B'chol Yom Yir Bein Echa Kechadosh, not just Yir Bein Echa, he really is. It's a Kol Gadol Velo Yotzof. The Rebbeinu Shlomo continues to give a Matan Torah in every generation. Not only the Chachmei HaTorah, the great Gedolim in every generation have come up with new Chiddush Torah, the Mam Shechidush that Mikana La'avot didn't exist before, but Kol Yochad B'Yochad Mi'Yisrael is like that. Instead, on different occasions, when we daven in the Shmon Esri, the Ashrei Knesset HaGedolim made the Nusach on Shabbos. What do you mean Achelik in Torah means that every person has a Chelik in Torah, that is, that other people don't have, means that the Rebbeinu Shlomo gives everyone the ability to come up with a new insight that he never gave, the Rebbeinu Shlomo never gave that ability to anybody else, and he didn't give it to you at any earlier time. It's today, you have the ability. If you learn today, you have the ability to gain a new insight that you wouldn't have had yesterday, no one else ever had before. So the reason why we say that you have to say Birchas HaTorah every day, once is every day, because every day the Rebbeinu Shlomo is continuing to give a new Shtigl Torah to you. Not only if you're the God of Lador, you're going to come up, you're going to write a major tshuva today with a new breakthrough, a new Birur HaLokah. even if we're just plain Balabatim, we're not coming up with any razzle-dazzle Kiddushim. We're not going to shake anything up. Nothing earth-shattering. Every one of us can come up with some new insight that the Rebbeinu Shlomo didn't give anybody else the ability to come up with. That's why we say, not just Yir Bein Echad Kachadoshim. It really is Kachadoshim. The Rebbeinu Shlomo's mamshech to give a kol gadol layot, he continues to give the matan Torah. That's why we assume that you have to say a new Bechas HaTorah every day, because there's a new matan Torah. We didn't have the skill to learn this yesterday. It wasn't around yesterday. This new Bechas HaTorah just came into existence. Yesh Mayayin today.
Thank you.